That's actually kind of amazing, the more I'm thinking about that.
I mean, people are in a different state of mind.
Apparently
probably,
so.
You know?
Yeah.
It's sad.
Do you realize the role your hand is playing in all this?
Okay.
I'm gonna make the copies of all this stuff too.
Alright.
I'm gonna step out and make the contract with all the cost for cremation.
Boy, it's great here in the newsroom. They've got all the latest technological.
Hey, the newsroom's on fire! Hey, what are you doing?
Wow, it's James Bond. Yeah. He's putting out the fire.
Hey, this
wow.
is news. Somebody write about the fire.
Wait a minute. James Bond's on fire!
Wow, it's a cheap special effect, but I love it.
Well, I'm going to vote for James Bond instead of any of these other guys. Vote
come on, let's James get out of here, you guys. We're going to come up, go up and
no, wait a minute. I haven't seen the end of this show.
Here, come on, roll.
I
want
to find out how the show
roll.
Ends.
Get down.
Roll credit, so...
You know what happens, you know, they always think they kill the villain, and at the last second he comes back.
But Paul...
Right at the end of the show. And look, see, puzzling evidence, he's back.
I gotta have those dead presidents.
The only way we're gonna get rid of him is to, like, punch a hole in the side of the show and have him sucked out the, tiny window like a, kind of like being squeezed through the end of a toothpaste tube.
Thanks for being with us at Campaign 90. We hope to see you out there at the polls when the
yo voter
humans hit the window. For all of us here, it's a hearty who cares as the election moves into its final spasmodic convulsion.
Split.
So for Sprint Ridley, Hank Quinby, Chuck Nutley, Doug Sputley, Hunk Vapid, Nerd Tutley, Gronk Thursby, and myself, Wink Tisley.
Hey, you left out Bonk Bidley.
Oh, Gronk Bidley, yes. Is,
no, Bonk.
Oh, Bonk, sorry. These new second string guys.
Vote for Flambigus, the aerobic candidate.
Roll credits. Sourdough.
Roll election.
Yeah. Roll over and take it, America. You deserve it. Roll over and take your medicine, I say.
Take it like a listener.
Yeah. There's Frank.
Frank Spence.
Oh, give us a
minute. Frank, why don't you go to a communist country?
And we thought Jerry Jeff Caller was bad.
Well, now that we got rid of all those listeners, how do you want to divide this election up?
Well, it's all over but the projectile.
Yes, this is the show, radio that doesn't need you.
The election, the laughs are plenty out on the convention floor as the politicos snicker and nudge each other that they've put it over one more time.
Wink, wink,
on
nudge,
the unsuspecting
nudge.
Public.
Talking about the one sacred political...
Hey, hell.
It tolls for thee.
Just look at those callers trying to get through. It is mirthful, isn't it?
I know. We're going to have to close this down soon so we can get to that Willie Brown prayer breakfast.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, isn't that kind of late?
We're going to have corn nuts, spud nuts, all kinds of nuts.
And listen to religious tuba music.
I've always wondered what happened.
You know those guys in Sacramento really know how to live it up.
Cracklins.
And poppins.
That's right. Well, I was just saying to Pete Wilson the other day, you know, he's an admirer of the show, and, you know, often he's wanted to come on and... Let you people in the Bay Area know what's really on his mind. But,
and you know, another admirer,
but he's scared too.
Or at least an auditor, perhaps an unwilling one, of the Subgenius program was convicted mass murderer Ramon Salcido, now paying his debt to society for his involvement with the Subgenius program.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's true.
You didn't know that? No, it's really true.
Nonsense.
No.
Well, we'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
But right now,
after we're off the air.
We are going to inspect the Miss Piggly Parade down there at the end of the runway, which is being held by the JCs in cooperation with this political event to raise money for the Pillowcases to Afghanistan Fund.
And they need them, too, after that long and dismal war.
It's quite true. The pillows that they hurled in that conflict have thoroughly dried up and blown into dust on the Afghan plains. You know, and
you can see the Russians pulling out right here. There they go, back up the canyon.
Cut up the remains. So you rolled your rifle and clean up those stains.
Yes, it was a sad day for Ivan, but he's learned the joys of democracy as well and has gone back to tear his own country to pieces.
Yes, far be it from us to say we told him so, but...
We have glass nostril and peristrichon. Ah, the glass nostril, one of the most beautiful tourist attractions in our country. You can wander through and see the inside of the nose, the sinus cavities, the nares, and even down here, the larynx and wild pharynx.
Oh, this isn't going to lead into just say nose, is it?
Yes, that's right.
Just say nose. Just say nodes.
Oh, the nose.
It's a medical show.
Yeah, I look up.
Whoa, and then enlarged nodes.
You got my cliff nodes?
Oh, those your cliff nodes. Oh, pardon me.
We're here at the cliff nodes, staring up at them.
This large cliff is actually a magnified portion of these sensitive nodes.
Growing on the brain stem of the show voter.
Filtering out all the bad. The wonderful world inside a politician's nose after these messages.
Do you know me? I'm that little Volkomelek who often appears to cast doubt and aspersions on the Subgenius program. I've repented, and I'm going to vote for all those lovely people, but especially for because he's the best.
The preceding was a message paid for by the for show doctor.
Blow him up.
That was a psychobabble lady, wasn't it?
I guess so.
But she had wings and a beautiful lion that she was riding.
For the fight, puzzling for a evidence. Progressively
what on earth?
For the struggle to find endless
here?
Slack.
Don't you know this
America
show is over?
Needs lies.
You
remember,
kids, get out of this lies studio.
Why do I feel like the show's still
for,
going?
It's gospel music, not this
supposed
nonsense.
Supposed to be nice music now,
it's just not
this
funny.
Show.
I'm sorry, honey, but
we're
you're
not
just
on the air,
not
are we?
Funny.
Caller, you're not funny.
Not funny.
Poor caller.
No,
you're just not
it's not
very
funny anymore, caller.
I
turn on the radio.
The show was never funny. It was only substance-induced hallucination.
Yeah, political. Apparently, it was some kind of.
You're not the only one who is hallucinating,
man. We're in everything.
I had bad dreams about Frank Beck.
Yes, I kept hearing him over and over.
Make
and
him go
it,
away.
He just got dumber as he went along.
Paid for by the Cyprus.
And you know,
it wasn't
even the dumbness that got to me.
It was the humanity.
It was the lack. Yeah.
We like to discourage that sort of thing, and we've done it because there's no callers hammering and bamming
trying to
get through now.
There's a little light there.
Have you ever looked at donuts and their fluorescent lights?
Stomp it.
Spam Duvalier made history when he was elected speaker with the support of both Democrats and Republicans. The first Subgenius speaker in the show's history, he is one of only four Subgeniuses in the entire country, everyone else having gone on to the Church of Lou and Don. Among his proudest achievements, Spam counts the legislation and activities undertaken on behalf of parboiled midgets.
Yeah.
Man,
these special political shows are so wonderful. I get so much information from these political shows. I've just been sitting here flabbergasted, listening to the various political proponents of one side or another spit all over each other and throw mud around.
It kind of makes you glad
makes
you that
you
live in a wonderful country like this. When all is said and done.
I can get tax money from the helm of government.
No new Texas. I seem to hear the moaning of ghosts and phantoms as the haunted show comes to an end. Swirling clouds of ectoplasm are beginning to fill the chamber. I guess it's about time that we heed ourselves hints as our Scots
friends
would say.
Don't be alarmed. This is not the gospel show.
But remember, go to the Emmet, thou sluggard, and be wise. Go to the Pismire as he builds his nest and see whether our show or his is the best.
Block that collar.
Oh, yes. There's no problem here. We have finally
Hammer
eliminated
away.
The collars as we streamline all portions of representative
show
party.
Democracy.
We
yes, by getting rid
collars.
Of the voters, we've had a peaceful election once again.
This is the way an election
It was so easy
be.
Once we faced it.
That's right. Without those troublesome members of the electorate, our political
system works real smooth, like a well-oiled rubber wheel.
So let's not hear any more whining and sniveling about how the system doesn't work. The system works just fine.
It's you that doesn't work.
Drunk Twiddly and me, yours truly, Fank Grunsley.
This entire show has been sponsored by Lies for Show Boss Committee 12.
What? And by the Dr. Howell for Political Reapportionment Committee.
And Phlebas Cambique for Gerrymandering for a Better Public.
But what about the dark horse, the dark soul horse, puzzling evidence?
Well, I'm just over here controlling all that,
yes,
political machine.
Little sticky finger puppet master.
Surprisingly,
the fascist dictatorship of humor.
Vote against this machine.
Don't let those jokes.
Vote him out of existence. Vote him down. You. I say destroy this monster.
I think it may be past doing that, but at least we can put a spin on some of the damage and say by the next election. And I know it seems a long way from now, but we're going to gather up our...
Yeah, this is...
forge a new coalition for a new show sometime in the indefinite future.
I'll tell you, if Lies doesn't win this election, it may signify the end of the Subgenius Beach Party.
That's right. The pluralists are going to have to go back to the election book.
Yeah, that beach party kept a lot of machines greased, as it were.
Or the beach party just may fizzle.
Vote for real clowns, as Wavy says. Vote for show.
And remember the old fool moose of the woods. Or what about Dewey when Truman whooped him, you know? After all, there are some surprising things that happen, and I don't think we should count out the value of a last-minute swing by the whiplash vote. Vote with your finger. Your vote will be amassed and tabulated by our giant croaking computer in Washington, somewhere else. D.C.
Oh, I'm not so complaining.
There's a $95 charge per minute for show voting callers.
We have a late breaking news flash. Now back to our newsroom.
It only costs $90 to vote? Great, I'm signing up. Remember, vote often for the newsroom.
I'm suing. That was a violation of KPFA campaign tactics.
It says right here in page 212, paragraph 15, subclause C.
Put that piece of pornography away, Senator. It doesn't impress my constituents, and I've seen it already. Just look at the tears trembling in the great big friendly eyes of this cute little spotted owl. He knows that if Puzzling Evidence is elected show boss, he might as well give up going to sleep. He'll be kept awake forever by the nattering and gibbering of the show doctors. And if you don't want this to happen, cast your vote that friendly Mr. Owl isn't able to. Vote for Dr. Howell. Remember the owl. The preceding was paid for by the Dr. Howell for Bowel Oil Beer Company. Well, it is.
Yay!
I'm concerned that the show in the next 10 years, unless Proposition Z passes, will be extinct. You can tell by the quality of the callers has gone down over the last several years. Once callers were a vibrant, healthy race, living all through the ecosystem of the KPFA show system. Now only 5% is left, and the caller industry wants to destroy those for profit.
Well, this is a wonderful sight. We just have the mouse fanciers coming now down the aisles, and they have a wonderful spontaneous demonstration worked up. They must have been rehearsing this one for
look at those
the past
costumes.
Couple of weeks.
I don't know how long it took them to make them.
Yeah, talk about off-scene.
Are you voting for a no-on show? Is that, am I reading this correctly?
No, the show never stops to make it in. No.
The show never stops.
The show never ends.
The show never stops.
The KPFA just taps into the constant show channel.
The show never proceeds.
The show goes on and ever on, out from the door where it began.
Never evolving, never growing,
never changing, never nothing. It's kind of like disproving the...
Never ending, still beginning, never ending, still beginning. Fighting still and still enjoying.
Alpha, Omega, all over you, little callers and listeners.
Fighting still and still destroying. If the show's be worth listening, think it's worth destroying.
So it's worth voting if it's worth destroying.
That's right, and it's worth killing if it's worth voting.
This is no longer funny on the show.
It's the Vote for Yourself show.
Negative
except
and
we are
pessimistic.
Yourself.
They're quick to point
we're
out
we're the only yourself around here.
Cynical, you bet.
They're
hopeless, even more so.
Change.
Yes, you won't believe a vote for these guys could actually do anything. And you know, it won't.
They can throw a wet blanket over an entire organization
yeah,
with a big
and
resounding
so they will.
Splat.
down here on the political floor of America.
Sure, that bus is heading down the mountain road with no brakes at all, no steering column, and the subgenius politician at the wheel is passed out. You're way in the back.
The
whole screaming bunch of kids and nuns are going wild. You wonder if you're going to make it to the bottom. And the only method for control of this screaming, out-of-control bus is something called an election.
Vote against negative campaigns and vote for Dr. Howell for show boss. A show boss you can listen to. The PC puzzling evidence is prohibited by law from voting on show matters because he owns the show, and the city attorney has ruled any vote would be considered a conflict of interest. Other show members and candidates have a similar conflict of interest, but puzzling evidence is the most singled out in this regard.
Oh, nothing can make the show suffer.
And most men go up the wall because of it.
Look at that listing of sins.
Now we have probably one of our more entertaining.
But most, not all. Because here's one of them.
Uplifting. First Church of the Cheap Casio will now play for us some standards. Yeah, here, right here. Yeah, no, we're doing the show. Bishop, my name's Bishop Joey. No, really. Do I have to show you my papers?
Yeah, the puzzling evidence.
I left them in my other robe.
Bishop Joey down here at God's Con.
I got a microphone and everything. And look at these headphones.
In Hercules, California, live. On KPFA.
God. Security around here is getting tighter. Yeah. I guess since
everybody has to show badges here on KPFA,
because we're getting down to
Northern and Central California.
We started with 434 deities here, and through the process of elimination and the process of the judges' awards, we're down to about nine. Yes, we're down to nine deities that are still in contention.
So there, how many deities can you count on God Con? Well, it's kind of like any old God Con that you've been to before. Families milling about with vacant looks in their eyes. Oh, it's 1987. That's why they're so confused. They wonder how they made it this
long. Don't forget those important dates. Let's turn to the calendars now. Your little calendar you have in the kitchen or by your desk. And let's mark down these dates to remember. January 17th, Saturday at noon at Galileo High School Stadium at Van Ness and Bay.
Okay.
Mark that down, the annual Canadian Bowl with members of Fratelli Bologna versus Vaudeville Nouveau in the First Church of Physical Exertion. April 1st, let's turn to April now, it's the fourth month. And if you don't have your St. Stupid Today calendar, you can call for DFAT Pig. And put your address in there, you can get your St. Stupid Today calendar. So, April 1st at noon in Barcadero Plaza for the 8th annual St. Stupid Today Parade. St. Stupid, a little-known saint, patron saint of civilization and parking meters who said, I know, but, you know, you never know. World's fastest growing snack religion, the First Church of the Last Laugh, has 50% less dogma. So April 1st will be the celebration. The 8th annual, come on down to Embarcadero Plaza and bring those extra pennies to bless the temples of our society. Bring a nice one.
Bring glass. Offerings for Commander
offering.
Sheffield.
Offers for Admiral Krupke. Yes, Admiral Krupke.
Admiral of the Blue Fleet. There,
the Blue Fleet, the attack squad in San Francisco.
They have the hard-headed destroyers that meet any threat. Any threat in the city, especially unruly religions that happen.
We will be visiting the tomb of Saint Stupid. Knock on the tomb of Saint Stupid's door to see if he's in. He was out last year.
And the year before. And the year before. And the year before. And the year before. And the year before.
We haven't got the message yet. So we'll be going to the stock exchange, the Pacific Stock Exchange, for the traditional exchange of socks. And then on to the Bank of America, where we will put some more bozo juju on the Bank of America if we're trying to mess with our parade a few years ago. And that'll be the parade. So dress for it. Bring something to make noise with. And
an army of Casio SK-1s would be nice.
Army of Casio SK-1s. I think an army of it. That's probably the band. That's probably the band to be.
Quickly change notes and instruments.
Yes, that's the.
Because you can change batteries.
Okay, so bring those Casios on down.
That would be pretty incredible. By then, all the whole populace should be required to have one, I guess.
Yeah, everybody should be.
You know, what a band that would be.
Everybody be able to communicate on a musical level.
Electrical harmonies. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, might have to take some confessions, eh?
And don't forget September 17th. That's right, September 17th for Two Falls Out of Three, the Vatican versus the First Church of the Last Laugh in a wrestling match that promises to be quite the event. It's going to be Pope Dopey against Bishop Joey. And it might be tag team, so it might be the Holy Trinity versus the monks, the Deep Fat Friars. September 17th, keep an eye out for that. A Bill Graham production. Now we'd like to turn to chapter 6, verse 3, paragraph 2.
Books of the comedy.
Sing along certain with sections. Us now.
That's early right. In the morning. It's the sing-along portion
come
of the
on,
show.
Folks. Lift.
Let's delete
okay,
the
right arm.
Happiness.
Now, left arm. Okay, kick. Right leg.
Fast. Twitch.
Left leg.
Jerk.
Knee bends. 2, 3, 4. Hips. Okay. Pelvis. In. Out. Down. Back. Nickel, dime, quarter, penny. Nickel, dime, okay. Good, very good. Okay, now lift the knees high, higher. Lift the knees higher. Okay, let's go for it. Let's get a little aerobic. Let's get aerobic now. Higher, higher,
up, there
higher.
We go, there we go.
Higher. Higher.
Reminding us that
higher.
We, the most pious higher. Archpopes, condone violently the most frequent possible
very
indulgence.
Very good, okay,
unto
breathe.
Intoxication and beyond of the revered and despised grief eater of the mountains.
Okay, that's very good.
The warrior
good.
Against pain, the healing
now,
herb.
Now, into the meditation position.
Don't
that's
forget.
Right. Bending over from the waist.
There you go. Now,
slowly.
Bishop Joey's taking you through the parts of the
head
exercise
down,
that spell relief.
To chin to chest. That's right. One vertebrae at a time rolling down.
How else can we regard
let
this
your
which
arms
produces the devoted user?
Dangle. Let your arms dangle loose. That's
a
right.
Superhuman
bending
clarity.
Bending down
the insight.
One vertebrae at a time rolling down.
Such sensory hyperesthesia.
Grab those ankles when you get down there. Take your time.
Such
on
total
your
loss
time.
Of judgment, which is performed
don't
in this performance.
That's right.
If you're exercising
grab
with
your ankles.
Now, on guard.
Okay, now look through.
Now you're carefully approaching the realization of the puzzling imminent state.
There it is. That's everything's upside down.
Okay,
now close your eyes.
New view of the world, eh?
Mm-hmm. Breathe.
Okay, the exorcist used to do this exercise.
Exhale.
Ah.
Breathe in.
And welcome to the exercise show. If you've just joined us, hurry up.
Exhale.
Yes, it's listener boot camp. Here it goes.
Breathe in.
Blah. Lobotomized show.
Hey.
Okay, there we go. Okay, let's just keep doing those exercises. And we're right on until 7, and then it's time to go to work.
X.
No, you can't wait. So while you're sleeping, exercise with us, won't we? Okay, we're not going to mollycoddle the realness of this show. I want you to recognize your full sleeping potential as the radio waves are beamed into your head. And you find out just how much is available. Don't let the tape run out in your brain. Slicing Ellen. Yeah, make way. It's not. Well, what if everything you know really is wrong? It just isn't the name of the album cover, but an unspeakable, pathetic logo for the future. Well, we're so far off the track now that even the Christians can't see. End of the world at 7, huh? Well, what would you do for the last 3 hours of the world? Why?
Verses 19 to 21. Please pause.
Hey, look. It's another god. Oh, there, God's got a cold. I think he just sneezed over about half of the GodCon center here. It's hard to tell, ladies and gentlemen. There are so many religions to track down and try to contact to bring here to GodCon in Hercules, California. Broadcast live on KPFA.
For good news.
We've reached all sorts of cell, the Casey Nuts, the Children of God, the Reichians, Rolfians, Upwingers, Hot Tubbers, Logotherapists, Symbolists, Nerds of all types, Fraternity Rats, Moonies, Templi Oriental, the Golden Dawn, the Croyolites, the Holy Vam, the Nine, the Lyriites, the Bull Dadaists, the Men in Black, some anti-mongers over there. Oh yeah, the Stonehengers and the Wilsonites and the Bob Drummonds, Chrysler Roots. The Reagan Files, of course, have their own, with the Zionists over in the East End with the Rockefellers. Just, that's driving them nuts. North, south, up, down, who cares? As long as you're working.
This is fun.
And, of course, our favorite church, the Church of the Assassins.
This is Bob
Peterson. Of whom Bob Peterson is one. Now, Bob will be showing you the inside of his brain and the brainstem cleavage that was guaranteed.
Had never experienced depression until...
She went aboard a UFO.
It was as if the carpet had been jerked out from under her entire life.
Mm-hmm. It's like meeting Wotan or something. You say to yourself, oh no, why am I here?
Linda now said,
it's the second day of the new year, and you're here.
I wish...
Driving down the highway and you just hit this radio station, you didn't mean to.
I wish that I was dead. I wish that I was dead.
Yeah, that's a same old story. That's a... The human condition, pretty much. Now here come the bad words on the air. The irrepressible urge to sample all the wrong things. It happens all the time here in Poon Flang. I'm going to go south. It's a nicer town. Maybe out to Lumpur, go down to Port Erickson for the vacation. You can take a boat out to Drugo from there. It's amazing out there.
All of us experience stress.
Well, near Pandang, you know, where Wotan lives.
In our everyday life.
Yeah. Someday on the Subgenius show, I'm going to actually tell him where Dobstown is. It's on a little island just north of Saipan. It's pyroflatulation. Dear God, can you believe that? An advanced doctor diagnosing the sub-guru parts. Okay, they're clearing the sample, and even though it's gone out in the airwaves now and gone straight out toward now, as you know, AM radio waves are very short. They don't last too far past the Earth's atmosphere, but FM waves, on the other hand, being from a different frequency, go shooting out in a wholly different way out into space.
Confess to a trained professional.
Are picked up
and
by people
give you,
who help write the book.
Your penance right now here on the air.
I think I can put it that way safely.
Bring more stress.
And,
you won't have to see too much of luck
here. We're looking up at the big tote board.
Oh, so we are. How many religions left here?
They're down to 8 religions now. We've lost one now in the past. And Bob Dobbs is favored to sweep the deity.
Right, here on the... He is?
I think so, yeah. The deity.
I guess I better lube up my...
He's going for the deity belt, yes. The big D.
Huh.
Big Bob Dobbs is expected to... We talked to Jimmy the Greek just a little while ago, and he is placing it, it's 7-1 now, in Bob's.
Maybe more stressful.
So if you'd like to cash in, like to get on the ground floor of something really big here at the end of the world apocalypse, so... cash in. You can make big money here on the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. If you can tell the difference between a hole in the ground and some basic knowledge aft of you, well, then you're on your way. And you'll get there soon enough.
So if you've been disappointed in the real estate market or in Wall Street, I think now's the time to look for that investment opportunity here. Yeah,
the healing
God
process, a divorce.
One heck of a show.
Isn't it quite amazing? I'm quite impressed with the way things have been put together here.
Yes, apparently, the whole family's achieving pure heavenly cider spasm. Extra meditation.
Whole picnic tables full of little nuclear families just rising up into the rafters.
Mm-hmm.
And just blissing out. And
using their pancreative juices for the flu nads, I think. Using that pituitary brain pan that God or gods gave them. And even with a backfire every few steps, they get that bowel lifter installed and off they go.
And just which deity is it that that lays claim for that pituitary anomaly? Do you know?
It's a hard one. There are over 468 deities that are claiming patent on that one. So
even in his own home,
we have to kind of hang out at the office and see who the government gives it to.
And here comes the bathing suit contest now with the 8 remaining finalists here. First out is Lao Tzu. He's wearing a nice little silk bathing suit number. And with is he turning around now? We can see the embroidery in the back is says Guam,
Korea, and Taipei. Huh?
Well, Subic Bay.
Huh. And Lao Tzu was in the
very. Very lovely. Coming down the runway now, we get a little closer look at the beadwork. And
over 200 years old.
2000. I think it's 2000.
Oh, I see that. Yeah, you're right. The little zero is kind of tarnished there. I didn't see that one on the end.
Right. Okay, here comes.
I really thought you had something going. But in this case,
this
you're begging
like,
the question terribly. You said it
this looks like he's
the
guy that runs the LSD church. No, the LDS church.
Or one of those churches.
I don't know.
There is a guy?
Yeah, it's a guy. I'm not sure.
He's in a file cabinet, I think.
It's a guy who's dressed up in a swimsuit that looks like a file cabinet.
Oh,
it's Reverend Moon. It's Reverend Moon with a locked file cabinet.
I think the secrets of the afterlife are in that file cabinet.
So, and secrets of financial life.
Mm-hmm. And he's followed by a shredder there.
That's right. Very topical motif for that bathing suit. Quite beautiful.
We're getting the foreign translation here on the radio behind us. You can see special video.
And now out comes. Here comes Jesus Christ. Now,
which one is this now? Which Christ is this?
This is number 12. This is Jesus Christ number 12, I think, which is a combination of a Lutheran kind of Los Angeles type of Southern Baptist style of Christ. He's wearing a Speedo, of course. Going for the very traditional look. Not too bad.
Looking fit. Some of you folks name the name of Jesus Christ and sit around drinking booze. You have a real experience.
So that's three of them. Coming up next is Buddha with his bathing suit of light.
Quite amazing. Dude.
Quite amazing. Yeah.
Lighting up the runway all the way down to the JVH1.
It's said that if Buddha would consider losing a few pounds, he'd have a better chance in the bathing suit contest. When asked about this backstage, he just smiled enigmatically.
Enigmatically?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And so maybe he knows something that he thinks we don't know.
Well, that's the way those religions are. You know, you always want to be in a religion, then you're in with the in crowd, as it were, and you can't tell where the other guys are.
And here comes the entire Mormon Tabernacle Choir now, the fifth entrant, and they're all wearing one giant bathing suit. They're all together inside.
Oh, so
400, count them, 400 Mormons in one bathing suit. Now, this is, of course, a turn of the century.
Singing those little Mormon songs.
They're singing in one voice, which is quite amazing. This bathing suit is made up of 14,000 black carnations. And wonderfully animated. And as you see it roll by here, moving down the runway, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Here they are, completely devoid of complications. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
How would you like to join the club?
Sure. It's the Adversaria Club, I think, the World of Matter.
Just looking for new converts.
That's right. They do that mood exploration on Friday nights.
2692.
It's a bit tasteless to do the advertising for your church during the competition when all merit must really rest upon thematic idea, but flat in the class.
Favorite ladies of yours?
And whether or not the church does laundry, of course.
Well, the First Church on the Last Lap will do your laundry. If you send all your laundry to Bishop Joey, First Church on the Last Lap, KPFA, Berkeley, California, USA, it will be returned to you in a matter of days. To specify starch, no starch.
No tiki, no help.
There's the Buddha entrant again, trying to hustle some
scalping lottery tickets. Yeah.
The Apaches.
The prison of the gods. Of the goodwill.
He's launching now into his traditional.
In the great way of disuse of the evidence. Never. The hypocrisy of our ministers.
Just
watch what to climb the wall.
This religion stuff.
And have fun.
Who knows? But it takes them.
And so that concludes the bathing suit competition here for the big deity off. And just part of the festivities here at GodCon 87.
Hercules,
California, brought to you by KPFA Radio in Berkeley.
Live
in
the religious downtown center here in Hercules.
Puzzling evidence here, and Bishop Joy giving you the blow-by-blow.
Job.
And quite an amazing event. The crowd's thinned out a little bit. Most of them are down at the hot tubs now.
If you're not a Christian, this isn't for you.
Okay, so you know in that booth, you're not welcome if you're not one of them. So it means you're one of us, and you're walking through GodCon.
I need help.
And it's surrounding areas.
Hey, Bill, please.
They are. So amazing.
So, can you talk?
Mm-hmm. Please listen, it's your confession, not mine. Yes, it's time for early morning confession.
I just need to talk to somebody. I just need to hear your voice right now.
Yes, that's what religion's for.
Yeah, could you put me down for a couple trillion on Bob Dobbs for the Jesus contest?
Sure, we can just put you down.
Well, a couple trillion, anything that could cover the deficit several thousand times. I need to inform you this. You're going to have to stop the show. My tapes have run out and I don't have any more.
Oh, okay. We've got lots of tapes.
First off, man, do you know what the street value of heaven is? I'd like to sell it to someone and, you know...
Well, you know, it's going to take us... We could compute it before the end of the show, probably. But it's really hard to find out what the hard value of heaven right now is and how much do you want, you know? Like, in what amount?
I'm not sure enough, you know. Maybe set up a few thousand accounts in Switzerland and fund a revolution with the profits.
Okay. You want the military heaven. Or the one that's arranged by the military lieutenant colonel, Angel Corps.
Well, what is the Corps of an Angel anyway? I've always wondered that.
They look like pumpkins inside. I mean, they're not really pumpkins, but they look like pumpkins inside. Like, when you pull the head off, they're kind of hollow and they have seeds everywhere and little spooty things. We're going to be going to hell in just a little while. We're going to the...
So can you carve an angel, though, and put a candle inside of him?
No, I didn't mean to. That's what I meant. I didn't mean to imply that we were translating angels into pumpkins. That's a different story. We were just...
They're just
telling
like
you they
pumpkins.
Can be... They look like... Yeah, their appearance is rather like that.
Spaghetti squash.
Yeah, or a papaya. You cut it open, little black caviar-like. Seeds fall out this.
So kind of a tropical...
I've only seen a training film, see, on how to rescue them. I don't know... I've never taken one apart in battle or anything. You know, had to depend on one in a life-threatening situation like friends of mine have.
Well, I think the government has tapes on those. They'll teach you how to do anything you want, really.
Well, you mean like they have an angel in a hangar someplace back east?
Well, how to properly dissect an angel. You know, get out all its internal components and, you know, so you can get the most use out of it.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Gentlemen,
yes,
I hate to
back
interrupt.
To the control booth here.
Hate to interrupt this transcendent conversation, but... Pastor Dick is ready now with Oh, I never know what he's going to do.
You know, who knows, but this is most exciting. Oh, see, the caller's almost already died from anticipation to see Pastor Dick do his thing. Here on the GodCon and Hercules.
We'll be going back to the NetWeb for a station identification.
Okay, we're
going to
go get something to eat, all right?
This is GodCon at the Hercules Arms Hotel in Hercules, California. That's downtown Hercules. And Puzzling Evidence is here, and
it's GodCon.
Bishop Joey, that's right. Bishop Joey is with him, a pure channel to St. Stupid, whom we haven't heard from tonight. Is that right?
He was supposed to call in, but he might have missed the number, lost the number. But
he may call in yet.
He might call in yet.
That's right. And we'll be waiting with all the effects he likes the most.
St. Stupid, the one deity who shows up most often here in San Francisco. I can assure you he shows up more than Bob Dobbs and has a lot more to do with life in the Bay Area and nationally and internationally and interstellar and throughout the cosmos than Bob Dobbs.
Right now, let's leave the Church of the Subgenius and the Church of the Last Laugh.
Bye now.
And go back to the NetWeb. We'll be right back at GodCon.
The friends and fanatics of faith together in one place for the largest convention of misconception ever assembled. The Universal Media NetWeb and the Church of the Subgenius bring you live coverage of GodCon.
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 You may obtain the necessary tape cassettes and book by writing to the Human 3-4. We feel that the suggested $25 for this material is a modest amount. However, if you cannot afford this amount, send what you honestly can afford. Please be fair.
Oh, fair on the air here at GodCon. Well, we go out and get our head shaved every once in a while by one of the stranger religions. Here we are back on the air.
That massage thing they did?
One of the more exotic ones.
That was really nice.
In the back alleys of the Hercules Arm Hotel here.
That booth.
Downtown Hercules.
Earmark that one. I'm coming back again, I think, next year to that booth. Well, then we'll start the whole thing off right there.
Price is one of your ears, but what a massage it is.
She was wonderful. Well, there's not a lot of things going on now here in the final hours of GodCon 87. Some of the booths have folded up and taking the booty and hit the scooty, so.
Yeah. Going north. I think there's one in Seattle next weekend.
I think so, yeah. And get some macrame miracles left over here. And
quite nice here. And it's a Hopi Time Wheel ashtrays they're selling.
Very nice, very nice. And here's some. Oh, these are nice little devices. These are the wine glasses that. Replica of the wine glasses from the martyrdom of Bishop Joey.
Wow, with a little umbrella in it?
Yeah, from last year's St. Stupid's Day parade when he was arrested for drinking in public.
That's right, for meeting the wrong policeman at the wrong time.
That was, yes.
And there's still, as you know, there's still a controversy over just who did have the best costume that day.
I hear as Admiral Krupke is probably going to lead the 1987 St. Stephen's Day Parade for his amazing contribution.
What I was thrilled by was after I made the joke of you being under arrest, of course the arrest proceeded, that was the key word, as the Lazarus of their church turned in the
conceptual kiss.
Right. And I noticed at that moment how many of the new party people in their blue and with their silver badges and everything were getting dressed. They had these sticks, these costumery sticks, and many were putting on costume gloves. And I thought, my, this could be quite a party quite quickly here.
Little do we know what kind of attitude they had on.
That's right. And it was the most serious party attitude I've seen in years. They wanted to be there, and they wanted to be with us. No one else at that time.
Sock it to me, baby.
And it was a nice April 1st.
They did join us, and I mean, the cops inside the car, the cop car with Bishop Joey inside, surrounded by followers of the Saint Stupid to go.
Let's spend the night together.
Chanting, free the stupid one.
Yes, free the stupid one. That was a
a lifting moment. If you notice, the car did come off the ground for a little while, but we had to put it back down. So we could go back to Admiral Kupke's house, his real house, where he really lives. And he could say, in his own religion, he said, "What the hell do you think you're doing?" Which is his religion.
That's right. Well, it was a communist.
But they said there was something that got to them more than the words of the song.
It turns out that Christ is a communist. That's what we found out here at GodCon, the big revelation that came out just about half an hour ago while we were in John.
True, I guess.
Christ spot the political meeting they had on the four finalists for the deity, the big deity off here. And they had the political debates. And it turns out that Christ is a commie.
I hope he's not a Marxist.
And what the big surprise was, it wasn't too surprising that Christ was communist, but that Buddha was a Republican.
Oh, no.
Yeah, had gotten heavily into the real estate market in Asia. And, of course, the bottom line will sway even the most devout idealists. So Buddha turns out to be a Republican and a close friend of Charlton Heston.
You have one of those little plastic cards?
Yes.
He's a Republican? Yes. Oh, I guess it's... Yes, that's it then. Of course, that means he has a home, not a post office box.
Most lately, with the Republicans stepping into it as deep as they're stepping into it, he was reluctant to talk about his future in the Republican Party.
I can see why.
Mohammed being a Baptist is no surprise. And who was the fourth finalist? Christ, Buddha, Mohammed. And I keep forgetting the fourth one. I don't know why. It must be so. Who was that fourth?
It wasn't saying stupid, was it?
That was it. It was Saint Stupid, the fourth finalist here in the deity off. Saint Stupid, who...
Because that's the way he would have wanted it, had he put it in for consideration at the committee at that time.
And the less you say about Saint Stupid, the better. Of course, there are all four factions of the Saint Stupid cause have been represented. The Stupidites, the Stupidest, the Stupiders, and the... Hey, you, stupid. Those people. It's funny. Did you know the difference in each of those factions? The Saint Stupid cause? One believes that Saint Stupid's name is pronounced Saint Stupid. Very straightforward. The other faction, number two, believes that Saint Stupid's name is pronounced Saint Stupid.
Uh-huh.
The third faction believes that it's pronounced Saint Stupid. And the fourth and final faction believes that it's pronounced Saint Stupid. So, with those inflections battling each other, it's hard to realize the potential that this movement, this Saint Stupid movement is having around the world. The repercussions are yet to be talked about in the media with the proper gravity. But
please,
I believe Christian Science Monitor is going to have a cover article on it next week. Time
please
Magazine and Newsweek, of course, are vying for him's face on a cover. And I think 1987 will see Saint Stupid as his year. And
1980, whatever.
Yeah, well, Armageddon's right around the corner and up your block, so. There's a group of them now. Yes. And here comes the Saint Stupid marching band, led by Spike Jones, ghost of Horns Gone By.
I didn't know that Spike Jones knew about Saint Stupid.
Spike Jones. In fact, Spike Jones was greatly influenced by Saint Stupid. Spike Jones actually was going to be a real estate agent in Orange County.
Wow, that sounds like the kind of job that would have appealed to him then, with that little halo walking around Orange County saying, "Not your home here."
Mm-hmm. Wanna buy some sand?
Really good sand, Mrs. Smith. And so it was. It was the best sand in Northern California. Shipped south, of course, by unscrupulous land barons.
The aqueduct, the original aqueduct.
Yeah, well, they just pushed all this.
The original aqueduct actually was a river that went from Northern California to Southern California. When they wanted to fill in this big bog that was Orange County, kind of a swampy kind of place, they had to ship all the sand from Northern California. So they threw the sand into this river. And over a period of about 15 years, when they transported most of Northern California's beaches south to Southern California, it gradually silted in this river. And that became Route 5.
I see.
Then through typical political boondoggling, they sprung for a couple $1 billion to build another aqueduct, which, as you know right now, is continuing to drain Northern California dry of some of its greatest resources. So, here's to the City of Angels and to all that's gone before, and that's the way he would have wanted it had he thought about it.
And don't forget it. I know you know if you don't know.
I think it's more succinctly summed up by the words of the great master when he said, remember, don't forget.
Remember, don't know.
What was it? Don't forget, remember. I always get that one back. Too well. But that also is the way he would have wanted it had he been up this late.
That's the way he would have wanted it had he been out this way?
No. Up this way.
Oh, up this way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hercules, California? He would have wanted it had he been around here then.
Well, the crowd's down to about mostly cigarette girls now, it seems. Here at GodCon, it's quite a good ending for one of the most spectacular collections of religious paraphernalia and characters in Western
civilization. Quite the time to be down on the floor now, I just think, picking up those bargains.
And get some real bargains done here.
The beat!
Getting the beat, yeah.
Louder and faster, louder and faster!
Yeah, up, down, you know.
Faster, louder, faster.
Who knows, maybe it's one of the little cigarette girls. Louder and faster.
And it was the beat. And it was the beat. The beat. The beat. The beat. Faster, louder, faster.
Religious ritual, if I've ever heard one.
Till it was too late.
Seems to have retreated back in the crowd now, which suddenly has reappeared from the bathrooms.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
they're milling about the camera station now. As you can see, we're doing close-ups on the crowd's faces. I'm showing you some of the amazing.
There's a beatific smile.
Yes.
I think the tense is wrong on,
so, caller did
on 60 across. So
give up. On the floor there.
That is human.
We've been calling the GodCon Command Center all night, offering their
60 across,
prayers and confessions for the listener's sake.
I think we've got some good confessions tonight.
Yes, I think we've collected many souls from many religions, which was our job here at GodCon.
And we, acting as a kind of Esperanto of spiritual values, have managed to collect and kind of solidify some people's notions about just what a deity should and shouldn't do. Mm-hmm. And we've seen most of the things they shouldn't do, probably, last time I went to the men's room.
That's right. Yes, it's an amazing sight down here with all of the families milling about now, as they have for over 5 hours. Like zombies in a shopping mall. Religious delights. And there's a little boy that says, my parents went to GodCon and all I got was this t-shirt. Well, that probably cost over $30. And I know you're wondering, as you get up for work now, how can I go to GodCon? I only have a few minutes left.
Well, you can get the videotape. Enclosed with the videotape, we will include the 42-page color photo booklet of all the events, all the wonderful competitions. The videotape has not only the family, but it has an adult section for your private viewing. The bathing suit contest, how big is it really contest, the spit and spurt contest, and the political debates. All these included on this beautifully packaged 14 cassette set of this year's D7. GodCon. So see how your deity fared, and if for a fair price, it is too. How much is that the price for putting on this?
We'll actually have to look that up. I do know that the book contains color overlays of the future and past, though, so you can see where you're going and where you've been by just checking out the book of your choice and checking those color overlays, just like an old biology textbook.
A real deal if I ever saw one. So,
if have you ever seen one?
Well, as soon as it comes off the press, I'm first in line.
Here they come now.
8484425 if you want to put your bid in. 3328744 for any other purpose in mind. 18 to 30, no phonies, please.
Number 3, Berger's disease. Because the nicotine destroys the circulatory system, parts of the body have to be amputated.
God, help put this together. The Bill Graham Memorial Stadium Fund for allowing us to take out an interest-free loan to purchase rental time here at the beautiful Hercules Arms and the Room of Wax. Wax tears running down the walls here.
As they certainly should. We've tested those tears, and they're actual wax tears.
And we will include a 5-gallon jug of holy wax tears with every video cassette collection that you order if you call in now. 8484425.
Whoa, there they go.
That's fast operating. Somebody just called in right away. That's a space phone. It's a U.S. on the U.S.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired today as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA. Lettucey.
It happens all the time like this. That one person will be right there. And she was just crying. All right. We were getting ready to sing. All right. I hadn't even got the words out. She was already in it. And her eye, she was not too far away, but I just had to tell her to come here. And I held her hand and sang. And I said, see, I had a bad day. I've been performing and I got it all out. And I forget what I do. See, you better remember.
Right.
This is why you're doing it. You belong here to do this. This is your calling, is to ignite something in people, to make them, let them know that they belong too. It's bigger than me. It always has been bigger than me.
KPFA, storytelling for social change.
This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF in Fresno.
Instant confession.
Yes, that UFO calling in and getting one.
Working together on groups of the people to produce these records as a way to get to the young people.
Okay. So if you're a young person,
no.
Wow, it's a cheap special effect. What I love.
Well, I'm going to vote for James Bond instead of any of these other guys.
Come on, let's get out of here, guys. We're going to come up with something.
No, wait a minute. I haven't seen the end of this show.
Here, come on, roll.
I want to find out how the show ends.
Get down.
Roll credit. So,
You know what happens? You know, they always think they kill the villain, and at the last second, he comes back.
But Paul...
Right at the end of the show. And look, see? Puzzling evidence. He's back.
I gotta have those dead presidents.
The only way we're gonna get rid of him is to, like, punch a hole in the side of the show and have him sucked out the tiny window like a, kind of like a thing squeezed through the end of a toothpaste tube.
Thanks for being with us at Campaign 90. We hope to see you out there at the polls when
the
humans hit the window. For all of us here, it's a hearty who cares as the election moves into its final spasmodic convulsion. So for Sprint Ridley, Hank Quimby, Chuck Nutley, Doug Sputley, Hunk Vapid, Nerd Tutley, Gronk Thursby, and myself, Wink Tisley.
Hey, you left out Bonk Bidley.
Oh, Gronk Bidley, yes, is...
No, Bonk.
Oh, Bonk, sorry, these new second string guys.
Vote for Flambigus, the aerobic candidate.
Roll credits, roll sourdough.
Roll election.
Yeah. Roll over and take it, America. You deserve it. Roll over and take your medicine.
Take it like a listener.
Yeah, there's Frank.
Frank, oh, Frank, why don't you go to a communist country?
And we thought Jerry Jeff Caller was bad.
Well, now that we got rid of all this listeners, how do you want to divide this election?
Well, it's all over but the projectile.
Yes,
bombing,
this is the show, radio that doesn't need you.
The laughs are plenty out on the convention floor as the politicos snicker and nudge each other that they've put it over one more time.
Wink, wink,
nudge,
nudge.
On the unsuspecting public.
Talking about the one sacred political...
Hey, hell.
It tolls for thee.
Just look at those callers trying to get through. It is mirthful, isn't it?
I know. We're going to have to close this down soon so we can get to that Willie Brown prayer breakfast.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, isn't that kind of late?
We're going to have corn nuts, spud nuts, all kinds of nuts.
And listen to religious tuba music. I've always wondered
what... You know those guys in Sacramento really know how to live it up.
Cracklins.
And poppies.
That's right. Well, I was just saying to Pete Wilson the other day, you know, he's an admirer of the show, and, you know, often he's wanted to come on and let you people in the Bay Area know what's really on his mind. But,
and you know another admirer,
but he's scared to.
At least an auditor, perhaps an unwilling one, of the Subgenius program was convicted mass murderer Ramon Salcido, now paying his debt to society for his involvement with the Subgenius program.
Yuck.
It's true.
It's true.
You didn't know that? No, it's really true.
Nonsense.
No, no. No.
Well, we'll tell you all about it.
Yeah,
right now,
but after we're off the air.
We are...
Please pay close attention.
Yes, you've entered the listener zone.
What do they believe in?
Everything.
Who do they believe in?
A mysterious character named Bob.
Yes, it was one of those bogus religions they keep talking about. Do you think it's a bogus religion? Are there questions you need answered? Who will you pay to know what you really think? What is going on with the Subgenius stuff?
Now at last, the step-by-step process is revealed. This is it.
The only thing.
The promise is action. Thrills, success, and sex and business.
You're not expected to do anything. I'm just telling you, that's all.
I can't believe it.
The whole thing's ridiculous. This doesn't make sense.
A moment of silence so vast that it seemed the universe itself could be swallowed up in this huge vacuum of dead air. Dead, dead as a mummy's tomb. Dead as the motes of dust which lie on the top of a sarcophagus, undisturbed for 3,000 years. Dead as the mummy of the Subgenius beneath the sands of the Sahara. But look at him now. He revives, he dances, he goes, he activates.
Honey from the carcass.
And so we see life from death, spontaneous generation, and thorough confusion.
I'm choice elixirs.
So this is it, the show, Medical Miscellany. The doctored show, the show that shows the doctors for what they are. Tonight on Sludge Bucket Playhouse, with a cast of thousands.
Welcome to
Good Effort, where we give awards for those who were almost successful. Now, Mr. Abner Teasdale of Pine Island was shopping in his backyard when he discovered a glowing meteorite. He attempted to put it out of commission. Unfortunately, it turned him into a frozen stalactite. But good effort, Abner.
We'll be talking about the radio show design and operation because, as you know, last weekend, as the show was taking off, there was a gigantic explosion in the cockpit area and it blew the show out of the air.
It was
going into the secondary.
A fissure.
On. But just what happened when that show started to take off?
A fistula, or in lay terms, a hole that swallowed the show and made further listening impossible.
Apparently, as the show took off, 73 seconds into the show, the the egos of the subgenius swole.
Something just swole in my eardrums. I mean, my earphones. Perhaps this pair is defective.
High degree that,
I should have Laura bring me in another pair of my
eyesight. That's the best way to listen to the show. We don't.
Who's twisting my knobs?
On the breast of heaven.
My goodness.
Remember, all programs on KPFA are 2 minutes long.
There we are. That sounds a little bit better. Yes,
that sounds so blown out here.
That's more sludge in the bucket.
Wait a minute. We better check everything.
We are undergoing systems check. Please remain where you are. Stay calm.
Would you not like to warm yourself by my fire?
No, no, thank you. I'm quite warm enough already. It's just this does. Oh, my God, a werewolf.
We'll be showing you how to be a Foley. We'll be bringing boards and shoes in and sticks and rocks and barrels and beer.
We'll show you how to be Grip's best boys and clapper loaders.
And
the android armies
loaders.
Of the future.
There you go. That's the job. Everybody wants in media.
But
okay,
what exactly does
one.
A clapper
Start
loader
show.
Do, Doug?
Signal sync pulse now?
Just heard.
Now, is that, I ask you, is that a show military term or what? No.
The clapper loader loads the clapboard, I guess, and
small
thus he signals with
start.
The clap to begin the show.
To begin the clapping. That's a very important person in today's TV world.
Yes, well, you generally have your electric sign for that. They light that up, and your audience knows when to flap its flippers.
Well, that's what they think. That's what people are told, and that's how you go to the science world. You begin to believe that it's there, but in the media, we know that actually it's a very different, much more subtle mechanism that engages the audience to clap at the proper time.
I see you're fixing up some frop there. I just wish.
No. Nothing.
No.
Brazilian police.
Well, it must be the sludge then.
Yeah, the sludge. Don't mention sludge.
Well, I won't. I just want to see what's in it. Let me see the bottle.
Okay, here you go.
U.S. certified sludge.
Try to show their own.
Contains 1/40th of 1% riboprop, an artificial mood enhancer which should be used only by those who must record their intake of ordinary humor. Caution, product may be habit forming. Do not operate heavy farm machinery at speeds in excess of 70 miles per hour. Do not attempt to explain yourself to others. Maintain aspect of normal human. Consult your sub-physician or any doctor of the air if condition persists. What is gibofrop? For that matter, what is the frop, the normal frop that we speak of all the time? Maybe it comes from a flying saucer.
Or maybe it comes from the electromagnetic microwaves.
That could be
just don't know. When they came out of the ship, the infernal trio dragged the unfortunate Antonio across the bushes of grass. The young Brazilian, having recovered somewhat from his fright, observed three beings. They were all dressed in some sort of light jumpsuit, metallic in appearance, with hinged joints at the level of the elbows and knees. Their heads were protected by a rigid helmet, which also covered parts of what we call shoulders.
That's just the hairstyles they have up there. The
strangeness of these masks was made the
even
figure
today,
more mysterious
people are developing
deep
hairstyles like a rigid helmet of unmovable hair.
Burned into his head, rounded in the back, they had angular shapes in the front. The area around the forehead was flat, while at the level of the nose, a triangular piece jutted out.
A prognathoid
protuberance, where the chin should be.
Yes, sir. Lesser racial
tube emerged. Which passed under a right armpit and then was attached to a small metallic appearing box or gland hooked to their back.
My God, that's obscene.
The group soon reached a muddy clearing where the strange craft was parked.
There's muck all over this area.
An upright cylinder. To the ends of
if
which were fixed two legs.
Another
don't.
Upright cylinder, man.
Okay, here goes. It's green. The diameter larger than that of the cylinder, and of equal size. Two rigid bars linked to two domes of light. The whole machine measured approximately 2 inches high. Yes, a tiny spaceship.
A tiny spaceship.
Teeny, teeny.
Perhaps it was Mimiko, the tiny monster.
Yes, there's Mimiko in the cockpit window. Hi, Mimiko.
Look, he's waving and gesticulating.
Once inside the craft, Jose Antonio was hardly able to make out any more details except Mimiko up forward in the cockpit, in the left seat, of course.
Fascinating. Simply fascinating.
He found himself in a tiny square department, measuring 1/4 inch by 1/4 inch by 1/4 inch, by a light so intense that it prevented him from seeing what was around him.
The light. Brighter than 1,000 suns.
His abductors forced Jose Antonio to sit down on a cube-shaped sheet,
where he was promptly subluxated.
Like
he was warned that all humans must be sounded by percussion, the entire body.
Yes,
before the voyage
a calculus
in space.
Must be sounded by percussion.
He said, I already had calculus in high school. They wouldn't listen.
But if you look up this gruesome operation, you'll see that it's one you wouldn't want humans performing on you, let alone aliens.
No, and we'll start that operation with a silvery disc, but no, the radio listeners, you're not allowed to watch
you
this.
You use a long, thin wire and a little hammer.
Tink, tink, tink.
It's
and
the
we
most
see how much of a
thing known.
We see how much of a gut you really have, but we can't talk about that on the air. We'll see, it makes the gas escape involuntarily from the doctors.
It's the other side of the coin experienced by King Edward II, who, as every schoolboy knows, in the year. Gee, I forget what year.
Yeah. Well, every schoolboy knows. So all you schoolboys, turn to your friends on your left and right and tell them. But we've got to get back to Mama Hirata Radical Brofram. Great great Brofram's oldest granddad.
Whatever happened to Gabofra? I'm a Gabofra Frappatabulan.
We'll have to call him sometime. See if there's any possibility of that.
He's a working boy, and he can't come and answer the phone.
That's right. Well,
and instead, for a work. Tiny, reedy, wheezy robot recording answers and reviles you with insults and the vilest kind of abuse.
Yeah, so there. Since 9564 BC, this show's given you the best kind of abuse, so who's going to know?
Blessing you with the redundancy of our...
We had Von Daniken on a couple weeks ago, as you remember. And
yes, that's
we
one of the clearest and most coherent shows we ever had.
Right. We were talking about how wonderful it is that the public, as opposed to us, them, are so gullible, and that you can make so much money from silly things like 4:30 to 6 a.m. shows.
So please send us some money right away. The amount is not important. It doesn't matter. Just send us whatever you happen to have on hand. If you have a cookie jar on the sideboard with maybe some life savings squared away, don't be shy. Money is dirt. Remember that. So pick it up and get rid of it. Send it to us. Send it to
that's where it is. He who steals my purse steals trash. Here it is.
Radio.
So if you want to steal my trash, go ahead. Take it with you.
He who steals my trash steals my purse. But he who steals my purse...
steals my sow's ear.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, Dr. X's wife was the first to hear the tale of the astounding apparition, and it was she who noticed that the swelling of her husband's leg had suddenly disappeared.
But his complexion became a disgusting, bubbling mass of acneed horror.
That's disgusting.
The same time as the hematoma. Hematoma.
That's a behematoma. A megalo
hematoma. A better hematoma than anybody else in that block.
Thank heaven today to some girl's hematoma, because then we couldn't go in and operate to relieve the pressure and the intense agony caused by this mass of mucoid matter pressing directly on the brain.
The show pain is no longer anything but an unpleasant memory. I'm just floating along in the after effects of an old war injury now.
My researchers have shown that if I press Mr. Wellman's head here, he becomes a living werewolf. It's the pressure on his brain. I dare not do it for too long, but he'll pop back in just a moment. Oh, Lord, no sooner said than done. I bet you all wish you could do the magical, even miraculous things that we do on the show.
Not really any length of time.
I bet you at home all wish that you could be like the doctors in the air and able to perform the miracle.
Want to see clubfoot? Okay, watch this. I can walk just like Joseph Goebbels. Okay, all better now.
Effectively,
you can learn how to use your body in this entertaining manner also if you join the, the same old place. Yeah, well, we're not really involved in why people call it. Yeah, thank you. Kill that collar.
But what is
this guy's using movies over 20 years
old. You've probably heard us mention it on the show before, if you're a regular listener. Or you may have read something about it in the book of the subgenius. The fact is, some of the secrets of Fropp are still a mystery, even to the doctors there. The chemistry of Fropp is complex. Many organic compounds have been isolated by subdoctors. These include tetrahydrocannabinol, carboxylic acid, stereoisomers of tetrahydrocannabinol, and cannabinol.
Oh, just playing.
Many Fropp's are the precursors of an early drug-like
Several
isomers,
but
we don't want to get bogged down in the luxury swamp of technicalities. The most important thing about Fropp is that it's just good plain fun, and you can't have any.
Yeah,
it's
so all for the you can't sit on your face,
which constitutes us.
Most listeners are sitting in their face right at this moment. Although some are sitting, are lying in their faces.
Thank God they can't get in here. They kill us.
You can roll over and use some of the other hairs involved.
Sometimes they lay siege to the door. They're out on Shattuck Avenue battering against the door, but they never manage.
No, I'm sorry. We can't allow you to talk here in the show. If we did that, it would be a civilized answer.
What's a caller doing on the show anyway?
I don't know. Sweep that car away.
Squash and squelch this arrogant creature.
I'm buzzing around your head.
Yeah, I know.
Get this bad fly out of the station.
I tried to hit him. It's a clever little call.
Oh, there I
made
the flip.
A couple of ducks, three brown bears.
Okay, wait. How much is this going to cost us?
Four flimsy fours.
And a porcupine pie.
No. Birthday of Christmas, I figure I could eat one street sweeper shotgun.
Easy, Doug. Easy. It's not Christmas anymore. You can relax.
Okay, guess what the second one is. There you go. That's all you get. Listen next week. We'll give you the third number.
Move in time to the pulsating rhythms.
All these callers are actually taped, which we play. They're friends we tape off the phone before. So if you were to call, it probably wouldn't be live anyway. So don't worry about it. Oh, it's Rocket Away. Well, okay, Rocket Away later.
You might not.
Keep listening because the yes and no Rocket Away ship will take off. Golf. We're going to be over on golf when we do, yes. Or right about the corner of my fail. Well, Arkin, we've launched from Arkin, but they ask us to clean it up because it's such a nice part of town.
They can't do that.
I don't know how it works.
They don't own the municipality.
We are going to call Philo Drummond.
And what are we going to call him, Doctor?
We're going to call him Wake Up Call.
We have to wake many of them up, you know.
If you could have an allegory or a metaphor to call this morning, it would be like this. Oh, on the tone?
No.
So we have
after
to
the tone.
We have to wait around until the tone comes back. Okay.
Let's not quibble that tiny thing.
Somehow we're getting involved with a caller again.
We will raise the bell of faith. Basically, we are doctrinally in agreement. But for the Church of the Sludge Genius,
it makes me slow down. I'm selling pipes. Well, I bought mine a decade ago, thanks.
Must be made in dactylic hexameter. Otherwise, rules of conversation will not apply.
And there's a free plastic dinosaur in every package. Watch for the specially marked boxes of Boblets. Boblets, part of this nutritious breakfast.
If you are interested in it.
Genial little pods of wholesome nutritious goodness. Orange Dobbs heads, yellow golf tees, purple clubs, and pink pipes. It's the cereal Bob Eats, with more subgenius goodness packed into every bowlful. And there's a free plastic dinosaur in every package.
Oreo Tech Energy Content.
Yuck! You're not supposed to eat it.
Oh, God, it tastes awful. Oh, what is that stuff? Subgenius.
Damn it, I got some down the wrong pipe.
Ew, what a pipe. What a set of pipes.
That pipe was too large for my esophagus. It blocked the esophagus of the show with the roughage of knowledge.
Well, basically, I find that as the sands of time flow through the hourglass of pipe,
information over a distance.
And Tom yes. must have a stump.
And we learn from the past and prepare for
the future. Well, one thing that's going to be future. More in the future is the past. It's a growing market.
And realize...
Yes, time is a thing of dragonflies and angels. The former live too little and the latter live too long.
Now,
what I always say is there's no time.
It's not effective for
easier the present, that way. Thing that the present
there's always another bus.
Yes, an inflatable bus.
Destination... Zero.
Destination planet us.
Restoration. Restoration.
We've come from the planet them. We're coming from the planet us.
Ground zero.
And we're going to see the planet you. Okay, one of these good artists to kind of draw in the explosion marks here.
You can see where the
solid stone booster... There's a problem here. There's getting ready for the explosion. Here's the general outlay of fragments. You can see where
they
pulled a drawing. They
planted it pretty well,
you know. This is so you can find the pieces here. The metro train, the expensive train.
Here in old
Nemesis
lettering.
Here on the table
excited are tools and some wax and some feathers.
It's 12 or 16.
The master is busily working and Icarus ever committing.
That's what the astronauts say is
dormant and forever is filtering feathers. There, perfect dactylic examiner line.
Is it true the astronauts wear those stilts in space?
Oh yeah. Well, you see the you can see it right here.
This, they only wear
they are.
Apart. One leg goes this way and one leg goes that way. When you slip on that proverbial space banana peel.
A somewhat stilted gesture.
There's the Invar. They misspelled Ivan there.
So the Ivans also are experimenting with banana peels in space, eh, Doctor?
Oh well, new anatomy parts. We have a definite carcinogenic has gone up several times and
now you can see here on the screen definite banana anatomy.
And so there is a fruit stand gap.
Yes, I see. Zero gravity.
Well, you know, at one point I thought maybe we should have fresh fruit distributed to the audience for some TV shows. But actually, it was done in
might be
for New Year's.
Before they reached their
Doctors for Bob played at a club in Dallas, and apparently most of the people in the club were waiting for another club to open, and they were all extremely pink and got real pissed off. And it got to the point where the management brought a table of drugs, green peppers and rotten tomatoes.
Yeah, great.
And they
so the green peppers and rotten
so the Doctors for Bob caught a bunch of tomatoes in the face.
Right, perfect
the management,
trajectory.
I thought was
perfect.
Well,
that's good.
And then he sent me a series of letters that were written to the editor with people writing in from the town, and it started off with a column by some guy in their paper. They're Herb Cain saying, "I can't believe what Doctors for Dobbs did." And then went from there. As Sterner would answer, and then other people would write in. So I was there, and it was awful what people did to that nice band. They may not play nice music, but they should have their space too.
After all,
just wonderful. We don't get that kind of press.
A town like this is so you know, it's so up with it, and they don't have managers like that in this town. So if you're a manager, you want to call in and send some fruit this way. Okay, we want a deal. We want a contract. We want to see
stop
that contract now.
All right. The manager,
you got a pen? I want you to sign on the bottom line.
Where?
Right after it says.
Sure. Right here.
Keep your hands on the bottom line.
Yeah. Okay. Right here.
There's
a final debate on.
Okay. Now, when do we get the benefits?
Benefits will come 90 days after your first show.
Okay.
Right. That was 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, so
then you will receive negative interest.
They're always trying to disappear, but that's all right.
Well, there's negative interest right now. I mean, look, nobody's calling up. I mean, there's nobody on the line.
No,
I mean,
nobody's called in the show yet.
Talking to this tape. I mean, you're the tape manager, so are
hey,
you
we'll see you after the show for breakfast.
Where else?
The old place.
Thank you. I'll have the usual.
Okay, you want that with or without?
Okay.
Let's do hash browns.
I'd like I don't know.
Sam.
Let's see, what did I take this morning? Maybe,
I can't order from that
UB,
side of the
Sam,
menu.
UB,
well,
IB,
I really,
Sam.
I really want to kind of sit in one place for... How about some Syrian roux?
Syrian roux?
Yeah, if I could get some Syrian roux. And a little bit of...
Backpedal?
I think what I'd really like is an omelet. So maybe if I get a Kana omelet... With the belladonna topping? Yeah, the handmade belladonna powdered topping on the Kana omelet, please. And a Dutra... What is that? The Dutra carob shake? Yeah. Is there henbane in that too? Okay.
And datura. You could put henbane.
Is that how you said? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
See,
yeah.
The medieval witches use that in their brews.
Right. So I don't. Thanks. I don't necessarily want to bruise, but I still would like that special minty taste.
I made a funny joke. Oh, listen to that bubbling, mumbling caller. He's
more hide the phone at the bottom of this car.
Thank us for turning our backs on the callers.
And he's sitting on his own face.
Yes. You can't devour your own substance. Think about that for a moment.
It's a plane. It's the Superman.
Well, if it's SO plane, don't bother
us. A strange visitor from another planet. Who
a strange inhabitant of another world with powers and beings far beyond those of mortal men.
Far beyond those of mortal men. Superman. The
we just play stupid songs until you stop talking about that stuff.
Eat mighty meals with his pale glass. And who?
Okay,
surprised by Glark Gehant, a mild-mannered coroner for a great metropolitan blues band.
Can you play some more Who?
Who do you mean by who?
Who do you mean? Who do you love?
Who do you pay? Who
but
do you rant?
He who asks me who.
Always take it.
But who is he?
Always
that
funny.
Is he who asks me who.
Welcome to Caveman Show.
I am
Ukabala Punga. Ukabala Punga.
Ukabala Punga. Ritual began right now. Beware. You shall have the honor of
presenting. What, 6 o'clock?
Gee, if it wasn't for the honor, you know, I'd just as soon pass it up.
Well, no, really.
Why you barbarian?
It's upon you and in honor of us, in honor of you.
Folks, go right out and see the Valley of Slug Women. This is the best motion picture that's come along the bike. And it stars Hannah Banana and Laurence Olivier as Bruto, the exceptionally brutal caveman.
Who are you, barbarian?
Yes,
we're the show of the whatever. On
a story
from you know when to, you know, whenever.
Mammoth
every
pictures,
whatever it is morning.
The epoch. 2 million years
talk.
In the
talk.
Making.
Talk. Talk.
Okay, well, now we're playing some girls like Ooh La La, the tall, shapely, incredibly 19, attractive prehistoric woman whose civil rights as a woman and right to be free like you and me are brutally suppressed by the sexist, reactionary, male chauvinist macho tribe.
Almost as if Hal thinks somebody's listening to him.
Well, I intend to go see this movie as soon as possible, and I urge all of my listeners to head on out to the theaters because it's a caveman movie, no matter how bad it is.
We're coming to your house. Make sure you go to three. Either have to go to three or
who knows if enough
day,
people
so.
Show up at these Hollywood caveman epics, they might even put some
lights
on.
All of you.
Sub Genius Radio. This is
all Northern Central California.
So we have a caller who asks, what did they do for searchlights when they had a grand opening in the caveman times?
They built giant brush fires which could be seen for days, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night.
Okay, that'll do. Thanks.
And then they got big white flat rocks for reflectors. They get whole crowds of cavemen trying to point the rocks toward the sky. Why, sometimes they raised a beam of 6-7 feet high.
When a pesky serpent bruised his heel.
Oh, no, it's the chicken heart.
Actually, a sub-genius photo team did that same kind of thing in the last full moon, or the moon before the last full moon, out in the federal area, where it seemed like the whole sky was aflame, and when they came down off of the substances, it was aflame.
The sky's on fire.
And on federal land, too.
And you could hear the Ukabalabunga drums resonantly beating out over the
Hey, don't step on that thing. That's not a log. That's a sub-gator.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's not the mouth. That's the other end.
It's pyroflatulating to propel itself through the viscid sludge of the sub-genius.
Come on, Hal. Give me my machete.
I would, Thanks. But I... Well,
this isn't my machete?
I'm sorry. I left the machete back at the hotel. You'll have to use this 9-iron instead to beam...
Okay,
this is your machete.
Uh-oh, it's Nelson.
Hey, somebody mistyped this requisition order.
Oh, no, still looking for supplies. That truck isn't going to meet
Hello?
Up with
us. Oh, dear, it's another caller.
I didn't request a caller.
That's what Betty. Happens when you sit in the antechamber. You get bombarded with callers that you can't do anything about.
Yeah?
I saw you.
You and your mother did a show, didn't you?
What kind of acts did you perform? Were they like circus acts?
What kind of acts did you perform?
It was a sexual juggling act, wasn't it?
A juggling act. Dad, perhaps we could use one on the show.
You juggle the sword and the Lebanon together, right?
Yes.
Kind of thing, yeah.
There's nothing that the show could use Marvin, some high spirited young lads and lasses juggling their sexual parts
on
the
show.
Right here?
Right.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the number of times we had to do it
six.
In the back of a bus.
Six.
I'm sorry, you'll
I
have
can
to
tell you.
Do
six.
It in a radio
six.
Medium, because
six,
radio,
six,
you see, does not possess
six
the visual
six.
Dimension. So no matter what you show us, it's only what you tell that we can make any sense of, radio-wise.
Yes.
Just thought you'd like to know.
If it wasn't so much fun, it would have been disgusting.
Ew.
Can you not contain yourself, you disgusting person?
No.
How about a
show some self-control?
Fine.
Structural
you can't be a sub-genius. You're not tough enough.
Always lean to your right.
Don't forget,
number 9.
Number 9.
Sorry, it's busy now.
Hey, wait a minute. What number is it?
Number 9 is making a comeback to you here.
Number 9.
Number 9. Oh, sorry about that for you, man.
That's
Bob.
That drunken waiter.
Sorry about
he's
that
dropping his tray every 5 seconds here.
Sorry about that show.
Okay, what do you want? That side order of what again? What do you want? That moly shake?
Where's Bobby?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, and you want some squeakers with that, right?
Henbane omelet.
Ah, yes, henbane. Now, you know that was used by the medieval witches. They used to fly through the air on their
Do we have to listen to the laugh again?
The principal alkaloid of henbane is hyoscyamine, but the more hallucinogenic scopolamine is also present in significant amounts, along with several other alkaloids in smaller concentrations.
You're all under arrest.
Okay, here we go.
Get our take me alive.
Well, we'll look at it.
That certainly gives us pause.
Unhand that henbane, old hag. Here, let me wrest it from your skinny talons. The old crone won't leave go of it. I'm afraid I won't be able to gather this sample of a valuable hallucinogenic plant.
Well, here, let me wait for you.
Oh, thanks, sir. Oh, wow. The paper.
Oh, good. We got the fresh out. It's still hot. It's still steaming. It's still creamy.
I'll never get used to this century. I'll
issuing
tell you.
Forth with half price.
To think
displays
what they would think about this one.
So call in 976-1122. Unlucky? Need help? Get it.
Dominant beauty.
Call 976-6567.
Obscene.
Handsomely married. And an utterly straightforward sample of special copies that are for giving, if you'll just phone sludge me for free.
Portraying themselves in every imaginable posture of depravity.
They're doing it, see? Right over there on monitor 6, ladies and gentlemen.
Sub-genius couple allowed to meet.
So if you're a Gemini, a juicy monitor wants to talk dirty to you.
Oh, this is horrible. The tone of this show is
Absolutely.
Going right down
right,
the
monitor.
Oh, now
right.
It's monitor lizards having
so call up
college
to dirty monitor.
Pierce,
we have dirty monitors standing by our phones right now. So
Speaker
just call right
no one's
otherwise
perfect to monitor the content.
We serve the entire Bay Area.
What would Cotton Mather say?
Probably something like
say hubba hubba mama buy me that.
So beach party people, if you want to call in 976-919-1991.
People,
that's Randy with me right there. His parents were gone.
Beach party people.
If you're hot, then it's our turn to. take you around the hollow earth.
So call in now, because these doctors
have a subgenius job. We need job. Attractive appearance.
And get a job. Puff, puff.
Well, you know, strong organizational skills.
Job hunting probably doesn't top anyone's list of favorite activities.
Water sports are specialty.
But it can be made easier by learning to read the want ads correctly.
Okay, this show is results-oriented.
Here is a guide to phrases that are commonly used in the classified job advertisements and what they really mean.
Mean.
I won't do it.
And we will be talking to Philo Drummond in a little while about mind control on silent radio.
One, include salary history.
Mr. Bystander, I certainly am.
Where no salary is mentioned in the ad. Your employer is looking to get you cheap.
Don't, under any circumstances, include your salary history. If they're interested,
the number you have reached, 5-5-9.
Two. Send resume with earnings history and compensation requirements.
That's it. Yeah, what do you want? Hey, we got special.
Not only do they want you cheap,
they expect you to bid for the job.
Advice?
Same as above. They take golden showers, huh? Oh, yeah, I see.
Include salary history.
Where the salary they're offering is mentioned in the ad.
91.
For what purpose?
This indicates the employer may simply want to pry into your past. Don't let them do it.
Again, don't give in.
Four.
Salary
history, a must. No, it isn't.
This indicates that many candidates have followed the advice given above and have refused to provide their salary history.
Ew.
Yes, the cues are subtle. And you cannot even tell when I am attempting to buy...
Administrative assistant, typist needed.
Yes.
Paraprofessional, clerk needed. Strong organizational skills,
chicken.
Clerk, typist needed. Records analysis specialist, file clerk needed. Highly visible professional position. Must be able to operate water cooler and 1912 liner type machine. Must work overtime without pay. Must brown nose the boss's...
Walk to the edge of the stairs and jump down. Walk to the edge of the stairs and jump down.
During lunch?
7, 4, 8, 9, 12, 15.
I defy the Congress to make watches.
I have dumbfounded you to silence.
Don't be dumbfounded, young man.
We receive 4,000 calls.
Why are you monopolizing the airwaves, you roadhog of the broadcasting evil?
Like everybody else.
Ah, there, he hung up, and I must say it's about time.
I jumped at the chance.
I must think that these people think they have nothing better to do than to call us up and torment us to make our lives a living hell.
Annoyed again.
Unlucky at love?
Hey, look at
need
that.
Need help on how to get it and what to do with it when you get it? Then call...
The young boy indignant.
Yes, I forget our number. Oh, yes, no, that's not it. No!
Obvious country trick.
Look at that rocket go up.
In just 8 minutes, the Earth
around us looks like a giant spittoon. Yes, it's a wonderful thing, Earth. Here we go.
Captain, stop the rocket.
Let's get hip, okay?
You know,
yeah, you left in the subgenius church. That's where you left, and they're not going to ever give it back. Excuse me.
It has a certain simplicity that, it has a certain, how does one say, joie de vivre.
Please don't say joie de vivre on this show. Sure.
This is, scientific educational material.
Well, Hal, it's a...
Now we're here on the barren
a wonderful
shore,
time out here.
Listening to the shrieking shorebirds.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be listening to the show beginning over and over and over again.
The dreary, dreary moorland. All the barren, barren shore.
Oh, excuse me. Something... What the heck? Just an amazing thing.
Falser than all fancy fathoms. Falser than all songs of sung. Woman is the lesser man. And all thy passions matched with mine are as moonlight unto sunlight and as water unto wine.
Well, we're down here at Caller Boot Camp, where we've been training the callers to call in 848-4425.
Push that button! Push that button! Come on, lift that receiver! 1, 2, push that button! 3, 4, lift the
here
receiver!
Here, little callers graduating now.
No, okay, now get
out. Camp in Northern California.
Redial now.
Subgeniuses have lots of fun.
Everybody on the run, sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
3, 4.
Sound off.
1, 2, 3, 4.
3, 4.
You know that you learn to use your digits in the best possible way.
Hey, go, baby, get your head.
1, 2, the other hand.
It's so important.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Right
to the 12th car.
Up.
Bring it on down.
Send off 2, 4, 6, 8.
Don't slap. Okay, it worked. Ladies and gentlemen, we're taking off. Now we're backing the show out of the station here.
Get a horse!
Yes, here we are, we missed you. You're a part of that giant machine. You ain't got no freedom, not anymore. And you're gone in the war. This is a big recession.
Serialized
sensation. You won't spend any more.
Welcome to Subgenius Circuit.
Earth Radio.
Yes, listen to great Hollywood classics of listeners. Subgenius Playhouse.
And now back to Sally at the Sun. The circus serial, sweeping America by storm. Here in the big doctor's tent, eventful day, I wish I could describe the looks, the pained looks on the faces of these spectators. As the next act gets ready to take.
Those are paying looks? I don't know if they got in for nothing.
Well, maybe it's dyspepsia caused by these terrible foods that they serve.
Well, same thing as comms.
exasperation.
Or cramps, it might mean.
Yeah, well, similar to that. So if anybody wants free comps to the Bologna Show that's opening at Studio Eremus, just call in tonight. That's right, call in. If you are our 437th caller, we'll give you two or six free comps to the Fratelli Bologna Show opening
tickets
at Studio Eremus. That's right. So
take another
be that
value,
caller. Right? That's right. Number 432.
Call
848-4425. Free tickets. That's right. Big radio kills.
And if you're our 4 millionth caller tonight, we'll give you a free trip. A free trip, that's right, across the bay.
Here we go.
Here's a picture of it.
As a strange spiritual process picks you up and delivers you across the bay.
And we'll go across the top of the Bay Bridge heading towards San Francisco.
Don't be scared.
Did you go the other way? I can't remember.
On the Rockaway Method.
It'll be you and the city if you're our 437th
stylish
caller tonight. So call in now and go on fast. Keep that board lit up. Keep that redial button. Push down all the time. That's right. So that 800 number. There it is now. Okay, we're...
Simplicity is where it's at.
Oh, no, this guy won the free tickets.
He did.
Okay. No, he didn't.
Oh, he did?
Did this person win free tickets?
Yeah, that's three. That's 437, isn't it? Right there, that guy right there.
That
wake him up.
It's number 18.
Wake him up.
Or 19.
What happened to him? He won the free prize.
He fell back asleep.
How about you, caller? Are you asleep now, too?
Well, geez.
Here we go as we fall asleep.
That's a hit. I can see him down there, waving and gesticulating.
And remember, as your hand lands on the turntable...
Hit that redial button one more time. That's right, and... Call in.
Oh, caller, hell.
Excellent communication.
Spectacular light callers!
People.
Charge!
You will be expected to handle angry and abusive customers. Without suffering a nervous breakdown.
You need three cups of coffee. There aren't enough distributed around the studio, that's all.
This job at Subgenius Go is not for you.
So please don't call for the jobs. Just call for the fun.
When you work for a Subgenius Corporation, your job may require lots of overtime. And don't expect additional compensation. Great career growth opportunity. The money isn't great, but in a decade or two, it could be. Growth potential. Perhaps, but if you do one job well, your boss won't want to promote you to another.
Or
okay, welcome to Niceland again. You should feel tingly all over.
Hey, Uncle Doc, can I have one of those e-tickets again? I want to drop some e-tickets.
Certainly, my boy. These are the ones with the purple owls.
Yeah, Uncle Doc.
When he's old enough, we'll tell him what we'd like to drop. But not until then.
Oh, you didn't use them all up, did you, Uncle Doc, like you did last time?
I think it was that strange rat-like little man who was hovering around. He must have picked my pocket.
Oh, no, Uncle Doc. Where are we going to get some e-tickets real fast?
Well, perhaps I can find them if I can just find them.
There's the money. Look, at the end of the rainbow.
I can't run fast enough.
I love it, like this in Niceland.
You go on ahead.
I'll see you later, Uncle Doc. Bye.
Oh, got a cramp.
There he goes.
Cramp.
Who is that little guy, Uncle Doc?
Oh, look, he got away. Look, there goes the balloon. Up.
Look, his little eyes are bugging out.
He's out of sight.
Flying higher and higher.
That balloon went right into a cloud.
Past the little astronaut ghost.
The balloon went into a cloud and the cloud went
away. 68 seconds, 69 seconds, 70 seconds.
Approaching. Last seconds of show.
72 seconds.
Good Lord. We have an accident here. The balloon seems to have...
major malfunction on the show.
The balloon is not functioning. We have a confusion down here at the control.
Oh, there's dogs.
We have a close-up.
Let's have a
close-up.
Of
dogs is landing
crying over here.
On the
dying for their master.
They're very sad.
A little spike. A little spike lost in that big cloud in the sky.
Yes, that was
dogs jumping
the first dog ever to be sent up in a balloon.
There he goes.
And that makes it all the more tragic and makes this terrible national tragedy all the more
dogs. Why are there
ever to be sent up in a balloon had to pop like a balloon itself.
Can't get the show started.
Oh, hey, page. Don't switch shows like that. We're drifting along in our balloon. You know, it's kind of a fantasy, you know. It's kind of like everybody's fantasy. Yeah. Something everybody's always wanted to do, only you never get to do it.
Dr. Hal, are you doing it?
Doing what? What are you accusing
number
me of?
Number one and number two show.
Yeah,
this
swine,
is the Ukabalaponga cleanliness ceremony. I've never been accused of anything. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
There's some poor alert. Poor alert. Depends on the entire skin of the rocket.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. In the event of an emergency, you would have been notified to...
In the event of an emergency, they cast a broad at you.
I think he forgot what he's supposed to do in an emergency. We're taking the show panels apart now. We'll be able to tell you just how the show works moments from now.
In the case of nuclear.
Okay, hand that over there.
Well, hi, Laura. Welcome back to the show.
Bend over your base head between your knees. Two, assume a crouching position on the floor.
Duck in.
Three, remove eyeglasses, fountain pens, and all foreign and sharp objects from your immediate
area. Trace these cosmic ray particles right now. Here we go.
Wait, Dr. Howe, please do
300,000 km at least.
Five.
Four.
Six.
Five. Prepare for your flight.
No, you must do five. The sacred library does not have number five. If you don't do number five again. And it's most important, the sacred continuity. To press buttons and find callers.
I'm afraid that I
who's
was
that guy playing the guitar?
I had mastered their intricate
structure lesson number five.
Okay, five.
Okay,
press button number one.
Okay, here we go.
Oh,
sorry, killed the caller.
Number one and number two.
You know, the radiation will probably bring him back to life anyway. You know, after these wars, it's the new wars are going to be a lot more interesting than the old wars.
But he won't
wars.
Be oh, yeah. as
he won't
was.
Be needing first aid. And I just heard about a Canadian military drug called Hi-6 that does indeed bring about quick response from all kinds of problems associated with battlefield trauma wounds. But the downstream effects are incredulous. Babies born without brains.
Oh, yeah,
things
yeah,
like
yeah
that.
Right. You can see the effects of the
yeah, Hi-6 looks like the kind of thing for first aid, but also the last aid that you'll ever want to use.
Last aid.
So they're not thinking.
Last aid.
They're not thinking.
Last aid. Can't wait.
69 seconds, 70 seconds, 71 seconds, 72.
There are the astronauts now.
They seem to be having
this
problem.
This is that suppressed footage, the one from the long telephoto lens from the southeast corner. And you can see now...
Yes, we can see that these astronauts did indeed die in excruciating agony. Either that or they're having a party. Scientists at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration announced the idea yesterday.
Which one,
the astronauts have been freebasing.
It's here. I know. Well, there's a real problem with that. Well, some people said vibrations. They said it was vibrations in the thing, and it could have been. Could have been, man. Like I was.
I think the last record was probably a Ricky Nelson record.
Astronauts, and you know, like
it must have been.
Weird thing happened, man. It was really weird, man. But it happened, man. It's incredible. So I put my mail away, and I, you know, walked down the bulkhead. That's what was wrong.
There, yeah, right there. It was Hi-6 again at sea. Hi-6 at sea.
You were high on Hi-6 at sea. At sixes and sevens, high on Hi-6 and at sea.
That was one of
our kind of party, man. Only it was only in my head.
Yeah, we just lock ourselves in a ventilator room, you know, and all the smoke go right up through the. Nobody gets smelled. Hey, you walk out, you be clean and fresh.
Yeah,
so to speak.
It was 1958, and I felt all clean and fresh. Here I was. Okay, there I was over there, too.
Well, no, we're here. Welcome to the Club Doctor here. We got this band on stage. I want you guys to go up on stage afterwards and follow up this jazz band, okay? So what do you guys, what can you do for me, okay? What
do
you guys
do? We can do songs of consultation.
Yeah, right, okay. But no, does anybody do topless or anything? How about you, though?
No, we do spirit songs.
Spirit songs. Okay. Well, as long as you got girls. Got any girls in your band?
No. Just
why don't you have any girls in your band?
Because we engender both sides of things. And
Okay. Well, okay, here's a contract. Okay, let me talk to you.
Here's my manager. He's calling. Wait, no, give me the deal, man.
No, we don't want any one-armed men on stage. No.
This is, what you've got is a man with a golden arm. Okay.
Okay, Frank Sinatra. Frankie, baby. You know Frankie? You close personal friend? You guys in show business all kind of get together, don't you?
Hey, Frankie.
Yeah. Frankie, baby. Yeah, so Frankie for Doctors for Bob. Call in now, and we'll give you two free tickets right down front at Caesar's Tahoe. That's right, Caesar's Tahoe this coming weekend. And if you're our 400th caller. Let's make another number this time.
We'll give a free pair of roller skates. Lifelong
there it is. Okay, we've got a caller swimming around here.
And so these roller skates float. So you can see here in the pool picture. It's Gigi on the side over there.
Hi, Gigi.
Floating roller skates.
Yeah. Okay,
what a sweetheart.
Close she certainly is limber.
We'll get together after the show.
And a flexible young thing, too.
Wonderful Gigi. Thank you.
Yeah, it's the show. Sorry, we don't mean to upset people with what's happening. It's just the show.
It's 800 number.
Got all over it.
Gigi.
He died of exhaustion in the middle of Lake Merritt trying to row to shore. He didn't let me finish.
Oh,
the one-armed man.
I know, he kept rowing around in circles, right? Oh, you did finish. Okay.
And here's the guys down at Houston Space Center.
Bring them in alive. West Eaters Anonymous.
This is the CIA right here. The FBI. And they're partying here with KGB.
Liberated Ecotopian.
And also the PDQ Flower People are here. And FAO Schwartz provided all the party favors.
Well, it certainly is a quite a wing team.
It really is. And the band here is the Henry Mancini spinoff group.
Hey, they are snappy.
They are pretty snappy. Those are their own coats.
And that's the famous guru.
That's right. There he is now. He's beaming down. He's beaming down to the stage. God, it's a great moment.
That's an impressive sight.
Pretty bad back to the band. And
I wish I had a photograph. Where's my team?
Let's get a close-up of Frankie down here on the front row table along with Gigi and the doctors.
No, I'm proud to be here.
Yeah, I really am.
You're willing to.
I'm proud. I'm more than proud of
it.
I'm
hired. Pleasure. Descriptive lettering. Tattooed
look,
upon.
It looks like they're going to
scriptures.
There it is. It's great. Hey, it's great when you really know somebody in the know, you know? I mean, we could have never gotten these seats if we didn't subscribe. So call now.
That's right. Call 848-4425. That's 848-4425. Call anytime, day or night, the spirits are music. There will be a subgenius pastor there at all times.
And we're receiving confessions.
You receive your heart. That's
right. In need of confession. Call in right now.
And we are professionals.
That's right.
Pro Bonum Radio for you.
That's right. Right here, right now. So call now and get confessed now to talk to a real live bishop.
I personally shall feel
cardinal,
my child.
And we have a couple of small wrens around here, too.
And Mobius Rex and your mama.
And your mama can call in any time.
Your mama's army. Your mama in what army?
Army of babies.
The army of food.
Army of the babies.
Rats, flavors, baby booty.
And swim this out to meet the troop ships. Are we going to let those commies insult us that way?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know how rude they are at a party.
You know, the Ivans can't be trusted farther than you can throw them. They can't build a 2.5-ton truck. And you're telling me they can hit the moon?
Why?
Also, they're indifferent in the years ahead.
Got it.
It's called stage presence, and that's a lot of it. Well, unfortunately, hey, come on, guys, this is a sad Philo Drummond won't talk to us music.
There is no more.
We called Philo.
Philo,
you were too seepy.
Philo.
He said he was all seepy.
Oh,
he had to come pick up his wife at the airport, and so we got all
that's
sad.
That's a load of silage from the silo.
He wouldn't. That's right. He wouldn't talk to us. We know just where he is in the house, and we would nuke it, but nuke it. That's what I say.
He knows where the real nukes are.
My place or yours.
He knows
the only overman that ever was.
He knows every silo.
The dummy.
Poor little Philo.
So sad he wouldn't talk to us.
Funny sad.
Well, I wouldn't talk to us either if I was somebody else.
Yeah, go fiddle on the roof.
Which I'm glad for.
Let's fiddle on the roof for you, kickball.
Hey, get down, Teddy.
I was driving the station at over 70 miles an hour. Now across the Bay Bridge. Nobody even knew I had the building tonight.
Get down, Teddy.
Hey.
All right, cook, man.
Gotta watch out. This thing's over 6 stories high. You could actually clip the top of the building off here on the second story. So gotta hurry up before the CHP sees me driving a building around.
Okay, we got a fuel cell here.
I'm in Army Canyon's office right now.
Are you in a hurry?
I'm going fast. That's what his name says on the outside. Yeah. Hey, come on, Hal. Don't bother me. I'm driving the show around.
Take a risk. Call 848-4425.
Yeah, pretty serious, too.
Great radio only. Possible walk in relationship.
Oh, whoa. Oh.
Able to travel.
Here.
Travel like a UFO.
Yeah, really. Can this thing fly?
Change course.
It's probably a hypercar. Cool, man. Here goes.
The what is it? It's a hypercar.
Wow.
I'm still looking. Barney, it's not a plane. It's still following us.
Okay, what is it? It's a building.
Look for a place to park.
Watch this. I'll pass these guys.
Small road to the right. No, it's a good place. That's odd. The tunnel.
I call my grandmother. I can travel over 85 miles an hour sitting sideways.
Try recalling your grammar while you're at it.
The military couldn't act like this, could they?
You hear opera music when you break the show barrier.
I need a weapon.
Pursuant to
that object there.
Handgun. Pre-printed permissions.
That's a shocker.
Large windows.
Participation in the political process.
Hey-ho!
You arrived at the other
end. Now we need
to hit. I think it was the same
place
in the sky.
The gods often came down to earth.
They may be interested. Hurry up. They will be back with the address to examine my
I feel all healthy and nice.
Hello, Ivan. They have an instrument.
The professor speaks of the possibility of communication among all the planets at a remote period of
taking a photograph of my skin.
The Hindu manuscript, the Mahabharata, alludes to the presence of life on other planets.
Then they took some tiny particles.
Infinite is this space peopled by perfect beings and by gods. There is no limit to their enchanting sojourn.
But if the gods, or the extraterrestrials, came still great wisdom into mankind thousands of years ago, why can we no longer enter into contact with them today?
Well,
part of the answer is contained in an old Chinese legend, the Xi Jing. When the emperor realized how
white
had become in his kingdom, he ordered Chong and Li to cut all communication between Earth and Heaven. And since then, there have been no further comings and goings between them. In the land of the men who knew everything.
See, it's hard to pick out the, that thing is so cheap. But these used to be all over the place. These were letter things. They cost 50 cents. Of course, you can see they're pretty fragile, but yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you are letter things. You cost 50 cents.
Don't touch those things, Doug. They're glowing. They're red hot.
Yeah, they're collars.
Pink pot.
Those things can burn you.
Yeah, I know. Pink pot collars.
What time is it?
He looks like a cat.
You know, like she said. What'd she say?
Go back to Dad.
Come on, Laura. There you go.
Was that her?
Yeah, that's a collar climax.
Beautiful.
Hey, if you want down and see the Yo Mama movie at the Roxy.
Yo Mama!
And, what Mama movie that?
I don't care for such primitive superstitions and native taboos.
Here it is now, the Yo Mama movie as we
explore
the deep innards of Yo Mama. Don't forget, Yo Mama is a serious subject. We don't make fun of things like this. We're not light about these subjects.
How many TV guides
do
you get for...
You can get two.
Now,
you can get all of them, that's right.
All of them, that's right.
Okay. So he was just calling out of curiosity to see if it's a tape or if we really are live. This is a tape. Those callers are friends of ours. That we say, hey, will you call me up and say silly things? Hey, come on, get off my leg. So we say, get off my leg. Get off my leg. I'm trying to play music.
Here.
Thanks. Okay. She's a...
We know of Apollonius.
Amazing, amazing things happen down here at the station at this hour.
I don't know if it was like this. I come down more often. It was like this.
Apollonius was born.
It's true. You never know what happens down here.
In the little town of Cappadocia.
God, that's great. I really love
Cappadocia.
She's
Cappadocia. Cappadocia. Okay, tell chocolate.
Strictly above the
apple. And some I still haven't gotten the henbane numbers yet.
Well, she's working on it, she said.
He was already possessed
of a mind. Come on, she keeps forgetting.
At the age of 16, he took the vows which initiated him into the school of Pythagoras.
I don't have my Mocadodia yet.
I think it's coming now.
His prodigious odyssey began when a priest of Apollo.
Hey, look at that guy's odyssey, man.
Gave him a map.
It's prodigious.
Wow,
this is really neat.
Told you, that omelet really great.
The map was engraved on an omelet or amulet, an egg of copper.
Digital omelet.
The road to the city of the gods, a land in mysterious Tibet, where, according to the ancient geeks, the men who knew everything now lived.
Didn't the geeks eat their light bulbs and
slaves? With this map, would you like to know why the geek philosopher started out on his way? Arriving at Nineveh, he met a young man, Damas, who offered to serve as his guide.
Oh, yeah, he comes on after us. Comes on at 6 to 9.
Step by step, as the two men approached their goal, extraordinary events took place. The road behind them seemed to melt away, and the countryside appeared in flowing movement.
So we had to go through the whole thing going on.
That's pretty fun.
Who are these geeks?
Hey, when's the next Stark ship going to come out?
Hey, now that's a good question. I
think we should get around to it. It's coming. Don't worry. It's on its way.
As you've noticed, there's a real problem with subgenius thinking within the church, where people actually think that it's okay to live in this ridiculous philosophy.
Well, some of us are condemned, damned to dwell within this haunted universe, but others should stay away from it while they still can.
Hey, you know, I was thinking, you know, I belong to a local group that offered
money and fame and the thrill of a lifetime and a long sea voyage that starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay, well, let's talk to your manager.
Trying to be serious on the air just never yields the proper result.
You'll see 1,000 marvels, pits out of which rise columns of light similar to projectors, phosphorescent stones which illuminate our city.
I'm sorry.
You'll note the phenomenon of levitation and the presence of automata.
Some more of that powdered show.
Yeah, okay, here's some more show.
Yeah, right over here.
Okay.
And bring some more toilet paper, too.
Clean these pants before I go to breakfast over at Gluff's or whatever it is.
And so you are now among the men who know everything.
Oh, not again.
Another observation of mine, colon, inept.
Secret masters.
A couple years ago, I was
skeptical.
Who are these all-knowing men?
Speaking to the new nine principles, the nine principles of the nine forces.
At the same time on Earth,
in complete harmony.
Are we to understand that they were in constant
communication with extraterrestrial monsters that evolutionary and theological aspects of existence? In fact, we can excavate and certain trends with a view to accomplishing the destiny of creation. Here tonight.
This interpretation might explain an enigmatic phrase spoken by Larkas. The universe is a living
thing. No wonder.
The universe is a great big smiling face.
Ew.
A laughing and a giggling way out in outer space. But the hour had struck for the departure of the geek philosopher. He took the road back after having received as his mission the task of delivering the West from the Roman yoke.
Well, as that conflict between Greeks and Turks is coming temporarily to an end, the colony returned to the small island, and it's time for us to return to school. That's right. So, college students, if you're up right now, it's time to get back home and get a little shut-eye before those, Saturday cram sessions.
At 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
So, 3 or 4 minutes left, kids. Get those college kids back to bed. Curfew is in about, it's about, probably in about 72 seconds, I'd say.
Actually, he's just sitting because we doctors have nearly half an hour of what you mortals call time left on our program. Time to explore many of the wonders of the universe.
Oh, and Ivan, B's on her way upstairs right now to see if he'll talk, so we're waiting for you, okay?
Under the reign of Domitian, Apollonius, who was constantly accused of anti-Roman activities, was again summoned before the Roman noses of the court. "You may hold my body, but not my soul," he cried out to the mad emperor. "And furthermore, you can't even hold my body." Upon which he disappeared in a lightning flash. No one knows what happened to him after this incredible feat. Did he mount up to heaven to sit in the cosmos in the midst of the secret masters of the universe? This is, I don't
back to the show, and you wouldn't get up, so thank you. Now you have to play this part of the tape for your wife. Thank you for putting up with all that stuff.
Here's an interesting photograph of a primitive device.
Look at it from this angle.
Good Lord.
It'll help you rehearse and polish your...
It's most arousing. I thought those devices were illegal in most municipalities.
Well, no, not as long as you call them polishing devices.
Okay, want to see my drywall device over here?
Yeah, would you? That doesn't look dry to me.
Hey, cut it out.
I ain't
cut it out.
That ain't dry.
No, come on.
Can't tell me that wall's dry.
Quit kidding around. Somebody could get hurt.
Okay, sorry. I could rock it away, and that'd be a...
Gee, I thought they only did this stuff in Mexico.
Well, they used to. They fixed all that.
This is horrible. Horrible. The show is flopped onto the floor in an expiring mass of protoplasmic sludge.
Hell,
The acceleration. Can't take it.
72 seconds.
Oxygen switch.
Oh, that was better.
Ratchet away.
Wipe off the show here and
ratchet away, guys. Really.
Ratchet away.
How does that stuff work?
Randomness.
Okay, now it's time for spiritual cleansing.
Ah. It feels so good.
Think of your relationship with the soil.
Ready to go?
Here's the menu for breakfast. Bob's Thanksgiving banquet. Imperative, large glossy gin. Entry, 1 dozen asters or sex fly dusters. Re-entry, bee nuts and topicon. Main cause, great hammered steak wish. Masked mallows, wedgies, scorn and beams, garbage twiz.
Wait, scorn and beams here?
Asserted tubas and peepers. Wine, shantung or cherry. Tizzard, scrimps and source. Guppy, custard. Trifle, you beachy. Sounds good. Gonna have it at Biff.
Ew.
Right after the show.
Care to join us? Subgenius doctors always hang out at Biff's, the place where they serve you a fresh orange juice, even if you don't ask for one.
Biff's in Snohomish.
You'll think you've died and gone to heaven.
Here we go. Up, 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 because you are the lesser of two evils. Moles, he cried.
10 years ago, a Brazilian scientist touched a poisonous toad in the Amazon. That touch caused him to contract a liver disease that resulted in pain, nausea, hemorrhages, and...
Victor Weevil, who was wearing the immense, arrogant, overbearing show on his neck, became a small, introverted, likable guy later.
Who's that hollering? What's all that yelling and hell-belling?
I'm so glad you can't hear me.
The kangaroo.
His job.
Why, you must mean that tiny little catfish, the only vertebrate that is a parasite against man.
Excellent communication skills required.
The natives of the region
you'll be expected to hang out
in the piranha, which they consider the danger quite livable. Yes, you see, it's the habit of this tiny, degraded, denuded catfish to lunge toward any fish that passes, and it fastens its horny beak beneath the opaque more gill cover of the landing fish. And
stick up, what did he say?
Well, it sucks the juices right out, and the fish dies eventually a horrible death. But worse than that, these tiny vampire catfish can attack human beings.
Listen carefully.
Yes, that's right.
They swim up the urethra,
and then they erect spines.
Careful not to touch blue lines with pencils.
The
bubble in all areas, not over the line.
For years, it was thought that the only method of combating the kangaroo was to slash off the offending member with a nearby convenient machete.
Slash?
After the missionaries had lived in this area for some time and persisted in this practice, they were informed by a tribal council that the Indians had always known of a preparation which, when swallowed, caused the kangaroo to drop out.
Oh, look at you.
Some say that cows on the way to market have been attacked by kangaroos which entered the cloaca and drained them dry of blood before they even got to the market stall. Then these giant fish are as large as a cow, having drained an equal volume of blood. Like a cow, they set off through the pastures, goring bulls in their fury.
Suck my blood, bud.
And that's how Elsie and Elmer got started.
Yeah.
Oh, Elsie.
Elsie's horny again. Was not the harmless cow you thought she was.
Well, now, what's the problem? What's the complaint here? Didn't I come across with the stuff, huh?
Well, you did. You did, Doctor, but look what I did to this caller.
What's the matter? What's the complaint? I don't understand. Everybody's always complaining. Everybody always wants to...
Well, I know. They're not delivering. They're not...
Everybody wants to be an artist.
That's right. Well, look at these pictures here. Huh? Wow. How about that edging? Huh?
Boy, that
look at this sculpture. Looks like a lamp, doesn't it? Huh? Right, look at this. Okay. Look at this conception. Right. A whole book full of conceptions. Huh? How about that?
The kind
look at these reviews.
That's a pretty one.
Does it take...
For 10 years in the morning.
How many subgenuses does it smoke to take 10 joints?
Anybody?
Yeah, you're right. How many subgenuses doesn't smoke 10 joints?
Anybody care too well?
So send them money.
Send us money and send it now at 848-4425.
Send it down the wire. Okay, now, there is a contest this morning. I know you've been calling in trying to find out. And the contest is, what was the name of Trigger's horse? I'll take the 8th postcard before 6 o'clock. This is radio.
This is radio, not a video medium.
So, call now, and feature call against the ground.
And remember to
the
buy
number
the
times
of Subgenius.
That you are old.
Not available in any store, but perhaps available in a bookstore somewhere.
It's a room mouse again, I'm afraid.
Indeed, a compelling situation.
Yeah.
Yes?
I know. Well, okay. Well, we'll just hang up right now.
Hello.
We're not here. We hung up. No, we hung up. We're not here.
We're just a beer commercial on your TV.
And get her out of her misery.
And you give us a light beer commercial?
Yeah, you know, here we go. A light commercial for beer. Keeps beer light on your mind.
So you know that Jack Bruno Tate, one of the ex-Bologna boys, did a light beer commercial that was on the Super Bowl, and it was a like guy walks up to a bar and he goes, you know, give me a light, and there's this real space age futuristic thing of him disappearing into space and some sort of light thing, like a an astronaut being
he's one of the light
into
boys?
A dimension. Well, they ran that, and then of course after 72 seconds after that, they probably cut it off because it was just a little too strange. Not like an MTV's logo when the Challenger goes up there and spews out a rock and roll video.
Each of those little plumes was a little astronaut. Little plumes of smoke, but we don't want to talk about that.
No, well, here's the photos.
Okay, here we go.
Boy, these photos are too spicy to release on national TV.
I think it's best that we hold these. We'll sit on them.
We'll release these photos instead.
Oh, that's great.
There we go. Oh, they feel a lot better.
Yeah, I like it a lot better than sitting on my face.
In the tradition of the finest art
that's such a tradition.
Every volume of the Book of the Subgenius is printed on acid-free paper and bound in luxurious fabric.
In here, I've been taking it all these years.
Each cover is further adorned with a hand-tipped color illustration and rich foil finish.
I must have dropped 14 volumes.
Filling out the show forms here.
No mere description, however.
17 minutes left to try to get through the lighted buttons.
So, that's right. You can talk to Jerry Garcia. You can go sit in a front row seat and have a backstage pass to the Grateful Dead concert coming up this weekend.
That's why we're here.
Combination for our show here.
If you call in, if you're our 1.6th caller.
Oh, there we go.
Just call our number and we'll tell you how to get your copy of the Book of the Subgenius. When the book arrives, look it over at your leisure. Immerse yourself in its fascinating tales and savor the vibrant illustrations the kind men like.
If the book of the subgenius does not prove to be every bit as enticing and informative,
okay, we're going to have to go into soundtrack now.
Return it to us.
Okay, guys, strap on. Here we go with the music.
I can't take it.
Now we're spinning around the merry-go-round of life faster and faster and faster. And the blood's rushing one side of our head.
Going to my face. What's the jaw?
Can't take the pressure. Blacking out.
Can't press oxygen. Show button.
Hold on, Sparky. Hold on.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're supposed to fill in there the blank. Rocket away. We didn't play the theme for a reason.
Rocket away, rocket away. Fly a rocket to the moon. In just 6 seconds, the earth behind us. Like a giant.
Here we go.
The acceleration, the pressure is tremendous. 68 seconds, 69 seconds, 70 seconds, 71 seconds.
Just 5 minutes, we find the cart that's got to be loaded aboard. Well, we didn't...
That guy always wants us to stop the rocket.
Always stopping that rocket.
But now we've transcended the
We just broke the rocket. The rocket's VU meters are now all over the floor.
I have slipped the surly bombs of Earth, flown through the sky on rivet-studded wings.
Hey, somebody shoot that guy down.
And yoke and laugh and belt the halls of mirth at Earth. They cannot reach me with their things like guns and bombs and other stuff they have.
Good morning, Killer Caller. This is KPFA.
I'm Suicide Man. I'm a caller.
Okay, Suicide Man, give me a scream. Thank you. Okay, KPFA AM, what you doing?
Making fun of
this is Don Blue. One new car, sir. Here are your keys.
My movie, huh?
Come.
Making fun of my movie.
Yes, it's Blue in the Morning.
Visit Lance, veiled in mystery and magic.
Making fun of my movie. I'm going to come over there.
Hey, drink some coffee, man. Good morning. It's Blue in the Morning. KPFA AM. We're breaking federal law. This is KPFA AM. Hello. Now we're breaking state federal law.
The book of the subject.
It's Blue in the Morning.
Here.
Hey, Scoop, is that you? It's Blue in the Morning.
No, this is Whamma Jamma Jamma.
Oh, yeah. This is Jacques Pluton. How are you doing?
Yeah, Rima.
Hello, this is Rima.
Get up.
Okay. Hey, Rima, come over here. Okay, jump on him, Ed.
Ah. I got a mouse between my toes.
11-11.
Welcome to the album show.
Liner is part of the helmet. It's actually built into the helmet. They drill holes in the outside of the helmet.
Yeah. For what now?
Screws in it. Look up the liner inside.
First they drill holes in you, and then they screw.
Okay, and you're still in the helmet when they're drilling the holes, right? And down in the PR shop?
Yeah, I remember that.
Take out your vacuum tubes.
Yeah, you need. Okay, what you get apparently is a carbon liner for the inside of the skull that holds the brain in a configuration for the launch. Then a couple of minutes into the launch, then that configuration relaxes, and you get usually a hematoma for most of the mammals, but that's really kind of small price to pay to get out of space, I think.
I have that pressure now. Yeah, it's a lot better now.
Out here.
Yeah. When it's in slow motion like this, I like it.
Yeah, this is the actual time travel. We seem to be asleep, but actually
But we're actually rocketing backwards towards the beginning of time.
That's true. Just like playing Space Invaders, you know, with as many quarters as you could ever want.
Oh, boy, I feel like two pieces of raw liver.
Guru. I'll take 2 pieces of raw liver.
As you can see, astronauts pancakes. Are coming awake for breakfast all over the ship.
Yeah, I think pancakes and liver this morning.
Pancakes and liver. Well, you know, they're here in the galley. Anybody wants anything they want.
And get some of that petroleum byproduct, maple syrup.
I feel space sick.
Oh, God, here comes that.
He's right, there is. There's liquid on the wall.
There are windows.
Molecules of liquid floating all over the place around here. The hell is going on?
The windows of gourmandizing vulnerability.
Must be riding the rocket.
Bribery is quite unthinkable.
And this is an e-ticket ride? This is that e-ticket ride you're talking about?
Available now at all rocket ride convenience.
I didn't realize the station was so big. I mean,
is there a rocket ride convenience store around here?
Yeah.
I don't think it's open at this hour.
Well, here in Haiti land.
Still operate the tiny rocket ride.
This part here is called Papa Doc Land. Is
the
that what it is?
And Moppa
yeah, Papa Doc Land. Papa Doc Land.
Rocket ride until the wee hours of the morning, so the wee tots can potter home well satisfied with Papa Doc's rocket.
Really?
Papa Doc loves those wee tots.
Peepee Doc left.
He left them in the microwave oven, I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just received this in the newsroom.
Peepee
Doc has left.
Peepee Dog.
Pee Dog and Poop Dog, I don't care for them.
I'll drag it back down to that.
I don't even like Squee Bird and Wee Mouth.
Flash, flush.
Okay, I'm running now. I'm really scared.
There's a flash flush in Berkeley, so I'd say stay inside. Right down Shattuck Avenue.
This station will self-destruct.
First, you have to give us the mission.
72 seconds.
The show will self-destruct.
This show cannot be destroyed.
Look out. Stand back. The caller's going to self-destruct.
In 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
10 minutes. To the employer. Right. Employees are just as valuable.
I'm going to have another order then. I'm going to order again. Can I order again? Where's that waitress?
In the business. Everyone is.
I don't know. Whatever you do, just do it fast. I'm getting really nervous when this music playing like this.
Turn down that drummer.
I'm gonna get behind him here.
Yeah, okay.
I'll knock him on the head with this record.
Hey, is this the special swimsuit issue?
Yeah, pretty good, huh? Like it?
Well, I don't know.
It's So the submarine crept along the bottom using its sonar and radar and fleentar for direction.
And we had a thing called PUFS, too, Passive Underwater Fire Control Feasibility System. And there were like three fins on the back of the submarine. And so it made it look like a large dragon. And these three giant fins, which are about 12 foot high, and they're made of fiberglass. And they would creep along offshore of China.